No, look, I just think you do wonderful. Your series, I've loved every single episode. And so my daughter and I will be watching avidly. It's 9 o'clock, more for this Thursday, 3-day nanny. It's just such a great view. And I have to say, John Holmes has just come in the studio. He's taking over from 1 o'clock. You could definitely use with Catherine's services.
I take a lot of nannying.
but for your production team.
That is not
that
a
may
lie.
Be, that may be beyond
it's no
her,
word
her
of
ability.
A lie. I've got a question for you. So my 7-year-old, her thing at the moment, I'm just going to run over and get advice here. The 7-year-old thing at the moment is when putting clothes on will kick off because they itch or so. They don't, but that's her thing at the moment. And apparently this is a thing around her peers at school. So they all kick off because, oh, my clothes itch, and then they lie on the floor screeching about it. Help. Why do they do that? What is it? An attention thing? What is it? Ah, my cardigan itches.
How old?
7.
I was going to say 18. Don't put up with it.
But is that a thing?
Come on, what would you do?
Is that a thing?
Has it only just arisen? It's not been a long-term thing?
It's 6 months or something. I mean, it's always been a little bit of a thing, but now it's sort of escalated into the territory of just getting dressed takes so long in the morning because things itch. And it's not, they don't, it's just something going on.
Yeah, so I would lay out her clothes the night before with her.
Yeah.
And
that's been tried.
Right. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, exactly.
Let her finish.
And then, okay, the rule is, okay, I don't mind how long it takes you to get dressed.
Yep.
So in the morning, I don't mind how long it takes you to get dressed. You can whinge, you can moan, you can scream, you can cry, you can pee pants. I'm not bothered. But you do it in your room.
You're talking to John at this moment.
And you don't.
Yeah.
Just stop it. And you don't come out of your room until you're dressed.
Yeah.
But
then,
that's it.
But then school.
Do you know what? Can I just say, I'm not an expert. Do you know what I would say?
Yeah, but you know what?
The stage you are dressed at the point when we have to leave for school is what you'll be wearing to school. And if it's naked or in pyjamas, so be it.
There you go. Who needs a nanny when we've got Julia Harley Brewer?
Catherine is looking at me with such horror.
I can do that.
Not on my watch.
That's why Julia's come to work in just her underwear.
That is why my entire family is in therapy. No one wants to see that. Right. I haven't even got time. Oh, John's going to be moaning about something. I got to listen to your show yesterday.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Way, there you go.
Absolutely loved it. I was on my way back from Centrebox. It was very exciting.
Very nice.
I don't normally.
Should have called in.
Do you know what? I was quite tempted. Right, anyway, Catherine, if you could just stay for about 20 minutes to sort out his knee, because they need so much help.
20 minutes? Three days.
You definitely need the full 72 hours. We're now over time, but everyone's waving at me in the control room. Yeah, it's only John Holmes waiting. No one cares.
Okay.
Usual Nonsense coming up after one. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning with my Usual Nonsense. This is Talk Radio. Thank you so much, Catherine Muse.
Thank you.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Because we're closer than ever to beating it.
I'm shine-headed king of the airwaves, James Whale. And I'm leading the hair raiser rebellion for Stand Up to Cancer.
Shave your shoulders, wax your woolly bits, de-beard your boat race. In fact, do anything you like to go fuzz-free and help raise shed loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Wax on, shave off, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty. And you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half-price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas new boiler. Conditions apply.
I am proper on one now. Getting ready to watch Sky One because Strike Back's incoming! New team, new mission, a high-risk manhunt, I'm told, somewhere across Europe and the Middle East. And there I was thinking my job was stressful. On one, Sky One. Strike Back. Starts 31st of October, 9 p.m.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this £500,000 giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead trade paints you buy, you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job. Easy to manage candidates. Easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
So you're thinking about getting rid of your grey with Just For Men, and you're wondering, how long will it take? Well, in football terms, faster than half-time. So in those 15 minutes, you could use Just For Men. Hit the loo, grab a pint, refill the crisps, order a curry, and still catch the highlights. So there you have it. In about 5 minutes, you're back to your natural hair colour. Just For Men. Officially faster than halftime. Find it in the men's aisle.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk radio.
That's technically a wine cake. There's nothing wrong with it. Right, OK, so it's 2 minutes past 1 o'clock. Victoria's here on Talk Radio. She's got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, more to be done to tackle modern slavery. Claims Brexit can be stopped and the funeral for comic Sean Hughes.
Talk Radio.
A watchdog is warning examples of good policing in the fight against modern slavery are the exception. Forces are being criticised for failing victims, while figures suggest fewer than one in 50 reported offences results in a conviction. National Policing Leave for Modern Slavery Chief Constable Sean Sawyer has told Talk Radio one case they've had to deal with was detected at an antenatal class.
They caught on to a conversation that was taking place that just wasn't right. And what we had there was a woman who'd been sold into prostitution, had got pregnant, and this is a very complex case. The intention was that she would have the child and the child would be sold on.
The European Council president says Brexit can still be stopped. Donald Tusk has also warned the toughest stress test of negotiations is yet to come. Tony Blair's former spin doctor Alistair Campbell's told Talk Radio we don't have to fulfil the promise to leave the EU.
What I hope will happen is that the British people will actually understand that in democracy they're entitled to change their mind. This is not going according to plan. We are learning so much that we didn't know during the referendum campaign.
A British man who joined a Kurdish group fighting the Islamic State group in Syria has been killed in Raqqa just days after the extremist group was defeated there. 24-year-old Jack Holmes' mother says she's proud of her son because he stood up for what he believed in. A woman has admitted stabbing her sister to death at the family home in Bedfordshire. Sabah Khan from Luton was sentenced on Thursday for killing Saima Khan in May last year. And David Baddiel says the funeral for comedian Sean Hughes, who died last week, was a great tribute. He's tweeted that it was nearly as funny, moving, complex and musically eclectic as the man himself. He was among the guests at yesterday's service in Islington in North London.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. Now, you weren't here yesterday, Victoria.
No. Oh, well, I was. I was here at 5 a.m.
Oh, admittedly, you didn't do a Rachel Jewell and phone in sick 4 days before you were, but really be on Copacabana Beach, as we all discovered yesterday.
Yeah, well, she's not here today. She's not going to be here tomorrow.
Well, that's a long flight back.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
So, I wish I was on a beach.
Well, in here's...
Life's a beach. Yeah. I saw that on a t-shirt once.
Was it spelled differently?
No, it was a pun t-shirt. Very funny. I followed them around for 10 minutes going, it's a very funny t-shirt.
That's weird.
You've got no life. But anyway, but Victoria, yeah, you were on breakfast yesterday.
Yeah, I was.
With Paul Ross and stuff.
Yeah, your friend.
So yeah, and you were up really early, weren't you?
Yeah.
So no wonder you weren't doing it. So we had Alex Dibble.
I know. Dibble. I was the one who arranged that.
Now, you've forgotten your glasses today.
I know. So it's going to be a struggle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not already for me to read. I've beaten you to it, yeah.
Well done. Yeah. But what have you done? Have you printed out your news in much bigger font?
No, I'm just squinting my way through it.
Oh, I think you should up the font level.
I can't. Oh. I've already tried, and the Burly machine that I work on, Burly is the system that we use to create and write the news, doesn't let me change the font size.
Couldn't you just do it in Word and read it? I just print it out, because I just copy and paste it into a Word document and up
the... Oh, yeah, maybe.
So it's a good job I'm here, you would never have thought of that.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, we'll help you, don't worry.
Thanks.
Great.
I've got to do weather, I think.
I know that.
Talk Radio National Weather.
You can read it.
Yeah, let's see. So, becoming brighter this afternoon, one or two showers for Scotland and Northern Ireland, highs of 18 degrees.
Well, she could. And now here's...
Ian Williams.
Ian Williams.
Again.
What's wrong with that?
I think he was here yesterday.
I don't know him.
He's nice.
Here's nice Ian Williams with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it. Selco is
where the trade goes. I'm Ian Williams. Good afternoon. Ronald Koeman says he's disappointed to have lost his job as Everton manager, but has thanked the board for the opportunity to manage a great club. Under-23's boss, David Unsworth, has been put in temporary charge for tomorrow night's League Cup tie at Chelsea, a game you can hear live on TalkSport 2. But who's next for the hot seat? Another former Toffee, Alan Stubbs, has given TalkSport his opinion.
I personally would like to see someone like Thomas Tuchel or someone like that. I know Sean Dyche is the frontrunner, and I think he's done a fantastic job, but I don't know whether his style of football will wash with a lot of Everton fans.
Centre Jamie Roberts is the big name left out of Wales' squad for the upcoming Rugby Union Autumn Internationals. Gregor Townsend has named 10 uncapped players in his 36-man Scotland squad. And Man of Steel, Luke Gayle and NRL-based Gareth Widdop have been picked as the halfback pairing for England ahead of Friday's opening match against co-hosts Australia at the Rugby League World Cup. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Your life's incredible, Victoria, really, isn't it?
Stop it.
I mean, who would have thought that? Wow.
Shush.
No, no. Okay. Not for broadcast. But wow, Victoria. I'm impressed.
Get on with the show.
All right, then. Let's do exactly what Victoria says. Let's get on with the show.
Talk Radio.
Cafe Annabelle has been open for a year now. I named it after my daughter. Things started slowly, but once people tried our coffee, we began to do really well. Then disaster struck. The espresso machine, my single biggest purchase, gave up. Fortunately, I got a loan from Lloyds Bank so I could order a new one before people got a taste for our rival's coffee. It's not as good as ours, by the way.
Sometimes small businesses need cash to solve unexpected problems. That's why Lloyds Bank approve 8 out of 10 business loans and overdrafts. Lloyds Bank. Whatever your next step, we'll be by your side. Lloyds Bank. All lending is subject to status. 8 out of 10 relates to loans and overdrafts in the period September 2016 to August 2017.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So, good afternoon. Earlier on the programme, we were talking about how long have you been waitressing? It's more mainstream, I guess, now. Cornelius is here as well.
He's newly single and he's wearing a loud blazer.
He's a standard size, is it not? That's right, isn't it? And we're going to need a method.
Penis.
Hello, Jonathan.
Today we welcome back Marta, who
would appear that she has the social skills of a lobotomised herring.
They don't design mineral.
He was in the kitchen.
Yeah, surely that is an obvious. The word revenge has been used. Basically, they won't put bees in hives if a bee is on housing benefit or something.
I know. What next?
Black and height.
Dibble.
Apparently she's a model or an actress, so, you know, but there we are.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
Talk Radio. When I am about to get on a job.
Do you know, I've only just realised who Harvey Weinstein looks like. I've been trying to work it out since all of this started, right? It's a slightly older Chris Moyles, isn't it?
Bitter.
Yeah, just because he took your job.
Just saying he looks like, I'm not saying he, I'm saying he looks a bit like, that's all. It's really bugging me, actually, this whole thing. I suddenly saw a photo of them together. And thought, oh, there it is. And they weren't together, let me put it that way. It was in the same page of a newspaper. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, hello and welcome. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello. I am John Holmes, and with the news today, that hospital operating theatres waste 2 hours a day, according to new research. We say, so what? We waste 3 hours of your day every day, day in and day out, between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. And while you could argue that 180 minutes of talking about the news and trying to make it vaguely entertaining isn't crucial and doesn't affect lives, our research indicates that the very opposite is true of that. This show, I can tell you now, brings much needed succour to both the deaf and people locked up in secure institutions, so where it's this show is used as a kind of therapy. You can't just lobotomise or electrocute those people anymore, so instead what they get is this show played into their cells. And I think that's a valuable medical service. Welcome then indeed, on the day that a Labour MP, he's called Jared O'Mara, he's apologised for saying he'd like to put a piano up Jamie Cullum's bottom. He's also called the pop... Is it pop idol? Was Michelle McManus in Pop Idol or X
Pop Idol? Pop she won it.
I thought she did. Anyway, the pop idol singer Michelle McManus, he called her fat. And what's more, he said these things just a short 14 years ago, so it stands to reason that he deserves now to be shot. Yes, a man who wasn't an MP at the time and was in his 20s 14 years ago posted a joke about a jazz pixie's bottom. He criticised an overweight singer and he used a colloquial, admittedly unpalatable to the LBGT community term for homosexuals 14 short years ago. So now he's been forced to resign from the Equalities Committee. I mean, personally, I rather liked his idea to put a piano up Jamie Cullum's bottom. I actually found myself thinking of the physics of how that could actually happen. I mean, you'd have to break the piano down one piano key at a time, I think, wouldn't you? But I reckon it over time it could be done. I think it's piano string you could
probably... Yeah, I can. I don't think we need to know all this.
All right, not with Jamie Cullum, because he's notoriously tiny. Michelle McMahon,
John.
What?
John.
No, all I'm saying is, what with the latter part of her surname, she's got kind of got a head start. Anyway, in case I'm an MP in 14 years' time, I'd like to take this moment to apologise for that. For trying to think through the logistics of putting a musical instrument into the bottom of celebrities. I apologise for that. Right then, shall we crack on? No pun intended.
John.
On the programme today, then. You don't get this on 5 Live. On the programme today, then. Headline hijacks very much on the way. Your chance to make up a news story, of course. All you need to do is feed us a news lie, get it to us, and it could well be in the news at 2 o'clock, as Victoria reads it out as fact. Here's the number... 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. On Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
There's a diversity paper review. We go through the newspapers each and every day. We do it with a different diversity. Today, Tara is with us, and she's Jewish. We will be helping another Kickstarter project on the programme. Somebody with a hope and a dream who is begging for the public coin. We'll be chatting to them about their idea and project on the radio. We have work experience punditry Phil is in today reviewing music. Five. All the week's new releases for you reviewed by our work experience. It saves us money, basically, getting him to do it. There's the big debate at 3. Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us on the programme to tell us an unbroadcastable joke later on. And it's Tuesday, so our Tuesday quiz game is Snowflake Buckaroo. It's like a game of Buckaroo, but instead of a donkey and tools like ropes and... spades and buckets to hang on the donkey till it kicks them all off. We've got a millennial, and we hang trigger phrases on the millennial until such time as they squeak and run to their safe space. It's a game of snowflake buckaroo later. You can call us on the programme today if you want to. 03, what's the number?
0344 499 1000. Is that right?
0344 499 1000.
I did it!
0344 499 1000. And, of course, you can text. You know the number. 8. What is it?
I don't know that
8722.
Start your message with the word
At talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Get in touch with us this afternoon by any means you desire. Let's find out who's on the programme. Oh, by the way, we're also going to be talking somebody from Towie falling down a hole suing the BBC. And apology culture. That's all to come. Assistant producer Marta is on the show today. Asprod Marta. She's through the Ventana.
Or is it Ventana?
Ventana.
Ventana.
Yeah.
Spanish.
Yes.
You're from Barcelona.
I am, yes.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Only half the money today because Marta's doing the other bit.
I know.
That's annoying, isn't
it? And where are you from, Chloe?
Yeah. Where am I from? I'm from Tring.
Oh, Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah.
Tring?
Well, I don't know. It's just British, isn't it?
Okay. Victoria's here with the news.
Yes, John.
Yeah, where are you from?
Warwickshire.
That's right. Home of bowling alley siege.
Well, that's where you're from.
It is, actually.
I'm from the nice bit.
Oh, right. Cornelius is here as well.
Hey!
I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Oh, happy World Polio Day.
Is it?
Yeah, it's hashtag World Polio Day. Happy World Polio Day, everyone.
I love those.
Yeah.
Horses like them as well, actually, don't they? Once fed those.
Polos.
Oh, no, it's polio, the illness.
Oh, God, sorry, misheard.
Happy World Polio Day.
Awkward. Sorry. Yeah, is it?
Yeah, it was. Right. Well, it trended on Twitter.
Right.
Must be true.
Well, then there you go.
I've planned a whole show on it.
Right. Good. And that's the right thing to do, to draw attention to that. I'll take the polos back to the shop. Right, it's 17 minutes past one. We're going to start the show with some music. How does it link to today's big story? That is the question we are asking. Some music links to the story. The clues are all there. See if you can figure it out.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old. And darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder. Now you're not here. I watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky. And one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like a song through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew.
So then, how does this link to today's big story? Forever Autumn from Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the Worlds.
Through autumn's golden gown needs to kick our way.
Come on.
You always love this time of year.
Forever Autumn, of course. So how does it link to the big story, Cornelius? There's always a clue in the title.
Is it, is it the weather today? Because
it is autumn.
John, I've started leaving the house with two jackets, or a hoodie and a jacket.
Right.
Yet today it was too warm.
Yeah.
As if, it's gone back, because it started getting colder and now it's going back. And I feel like it will be autumn forever now.
Right. No, that's not the story. I'm going to tell you what it is, because you've got no idea, have you?
No.
Right, Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the Worlds, okay? Who was on the original soundtrack?
I haven't seen it.
It's an album.
I haven't heard it.
Right. So, you don't know who was on the original soundtrack recording? Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that.
And crucially for this, David Essex.
Essex.
David Essex was in there. He said things like, "Bows and arrows against the lightning."
Okay.
On that album, if you've got it. It's a classic
album.
I don't have it. You should have it. Everyone should own that. Anyway, David Essex.
Essex.
Who's from Essex?
Oh, the Towie one.
Gemma Collins, who fell down a hole, has said she's going to sue the BBC for not telling her about the hole. The BBC have said they told her about the hole. So can she sue them or not? We'll be finding out next with a personal injury lawyer. Have you had an accident at work, Gemma Collins? I mean, I call it work. I mean, not really. But anyway, we'll find out whether or not her claim on the front of the pages of the papers today to sue the BBC is even possible. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll do it next time. John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Sunday afternoon from 3, join everyone's favourite bear from darkest Peru on a very big adventure. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Get ready for marmalade, mishaps and mayhem as Hugh Bonneville reads Paddington at Large by Michael Bond. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. There are 15 classic Paddington stories to collect, available now from all good bookshops. Catch up with them all before Paddington's new big screen adventure this autumn.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy,
yeah,
you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Think you can spot a great deal? Then get down to the big spot sale at your local Vauxhall Network Q retailer. Hit the sweet spot with amazing offers on approved used Vauxhalls, including the award-winning Astra and the extraordinary Mokka X, all with spot-on extras, like 1 year's roadside assist and 1 year's warranty. The big spot sale from Network Q at your local Vauxhall retailer between the 20th and 30th of October. Down spot. Offers available on selected models at participating retailers.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty. And you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half-price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas New Boiler. Conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Quite a few problems on the M4. Starting through Newport, the westbound side is heavy towards an accident near Junction 29 for the A48M. Then further along, heading west through Bristol, there's queues because of an accident between Junctions 19 and 20 near the Almondsbury interchange. And the London bound M4 through Berkshire is struggling because of an accident between Junctions 5 for Langley and 4B for the M25. Through Buxton in Derbyshire, the A515 closed by an accident on the road towards New Haven. And in and out of Bishop Auckland, the A689 Durham Road is closed near Kingsway because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today. And you'll see what I mean.
I like the way you work it.
Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, so good afternoon. It's just coming up to that time shortly after the last time I just said there was a time. I am John Holmes and you are listening to Talk Radio. It's time to talk about today's big story. Then, what do we know? We know that someone out of off of Towie fell down a hole. Gemma Collins, whatever that is, was at the Radio 1 Teen Awards. And despite me being the target market for that, I didn't actually watch it. But I do know that she's out of off of TOWIE, fell down a hole. And I know this because it was on the news, and that's the sort of thing that passes for news these days. Turns out there was a trapdoor in the stage and waiting. The trapdoor was waiting. I don't know what happened there, something technical. The trapdoor was waiting to bring some of the other, pointless no-marks up to gurn at Nick Grimshaw. But before the stars of Love Island could be raised up, the TOWIE fell on top of them. She's now threatening to sue the BBC because that is going to bring her more publicity, while the BBC say that Gemma Collins received a full briefing about the stage before she went on but was too thick to understand it. The BBC didn't actually say that last bit. I added that on. But actually, does she have a case? It's not the first time, of course. Not the first stage accident. Madonna fell down the stairs at the Brits a couple of years ago. And Dave Grohl broke his leg. Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters, famously, on stage. And only the other week did Marilyn Manson get squashed by a bit of his own scenery. Plus, Steps have had a reunion. And that can surely only have happened by accident. Well, on the line is Tracy Benson. She's a personal injury lawyer from Slater and Gordon. Good afternoon, Tracy.
Hello there, John.
Lovely to talk to you. So I suppose the first question is, have you seen the footage of Gemma Collins off of TOWIE falling down a hole?
I have indeed. I watched it this morning a number of times.
Yes, that's the correct number. What did you think of it? Because, personal injury, obviously, is quite a serious thing. People do get injured from time to time, both at work and out and about and so on and so forth. Yeah. There are a lot of cases, hence personal injury lawyers. Sometimes maligned personal injury lawyers, it's fair to say. But, at the end of the day, someone's got to, stick up for people who get injured in a public place.
Absolutely.
Or a place of work. So what do you make of it?
I've watched it a number of times, and I can see all the jokes and the laughter about it on Twitter and such like. But in actual fact, that was a really, really deep hole. And she's really lucky not to be much more severely injured, if I'm honest.
Yeah, bruising. Just bruising, she said, I think.
That could have caused some serious damage. She could have broken her leg, arm, anything. Mm. And the point is, when you've got an employer/employee relationship, the employer has to do everything it can reasonably to ensure the safety of its staff.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken to Gemma, so I don't know. But from what she said, if she didn't know that trapdoor was suddenly going to open, if she wasn't properly briefed, I've read somewhere that a member of staff said, "Oh crikey, don't say that. I don't tell anyone that I didn't tell you not to move." If that is the case, then, yeah, she has potentially got a case against the BBC, in my opinion.
Yeah, is it the BBC or is it the production company the BBC hired, or is it both in these circumstances?
It could be both. It's whoever had the control over the whole operation,
so
basically.
So it presumably would be an outside company, because the BBC obviously would hire in a company to stage that. But that's an interesting legal question, isn't it? So if say, I think the company's called Remedy, who put the whole gig on. I might have that wrong, but I think that's what it was called. They set the stage up. They did all of that stuff. So the BBC basically hire them to do a job. Is the BBC still liable if this does go that far?
If they didn't have any control whatsoever. I mean, we have this all the time. I do a lot of construction accidents, and there's, as you can imagine, lots of different companies all on one site. And you have to sort of get to the bottom over who had complete control. Right. Sometimes it will be they'll split. So they'll say, well, okay, we'll do 50-50. We're both partly to blame, that type of thing.
I was going to say, what's interesting about this one is that having worked in those environments myself, in sort of stage environments and, live performance environments, I would find it very surprising if she wasn't briefed. Because there's a set, when somebody goes on stage, there is a set, there is a person whose job it is, if not more than one, to say, right, here's what's going to happen. Behind you, they'll come up here. And and there will be a set thing to say. She, and the BBC are saying she was fully briefed, to be fair to them.
Well, I'd have to sort of look into that, and I'd have to have sight of. So what you have to do is properly risk assess everything. If you've got a workplace and there's a huge, great hole, you can bet your life someone is going to fall down it. So you have to do whatever is reasonable to stop people falling down it. And I think the deeper the hole and the more damage that could possibly be caused, the more steps you have to take to ensure it doesn't happen. Even if that means putting, a little guard round three sides of it.
Yeah.
To stop her falling down it. I'd have to have a look. It doesn't look very big to me, the stage. So I think it's easily done. She's standing there on her own. doing the presenting, she's easily going to become disorientated. So it's got to be
her more than others. Got to
be proper measures in place.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, but the thing is, in stage environments, you know, trapdoors in stages are a standard, you know, device. And if you are, you know, there are rules around them. I've worked in that environment, as I say, and there are rules about them. When there is an open trapdoor, you know, everyone who goes onto that stage has to be told about it and when it's going to open and when it isn't. So that's why I find it surprising if no one did that. Because that's kind of standard practice. But we don't know, of course, and all this will, if she does end up saying it, come out. But I think personal injury is interesting, isn't it? Because, as I say, it gets a little bit of a bad press at times. And if someone is... I mean, I'll give you an example. I was injured once in a cinema. I know.
Right.
Because, I kid you not, part of a wall fell on me. It's a long story, Charles. But what happened was that they went back, because they said, yep, that was our fault. You know, that shouldn't have happened. That bit of wall wasn't put back together by contractors. And it fell on me.
Yeah.
No, I was okay. And, you know, I was on, you know, I didn't have to take a day off work. I just said, okay, this is what happened. This is the bruising I got. And they then, of course, their lawyers went back to cases that exist already where similar things had happened. And then they come up with a figure or an arrangement based on previous cases. So would that be the case in this?
Yes, absolutely. That's called precedent. So that's how we value the cases. So over years, past years, certain values for certain type of injuries have been precedented.
Obviously, no one, as far as we know, no one from TOWIE has ever fallen down a hole before. But should someone from TOWIE fall down a hole in the future, we will look back on this case and use it as evidence. Tracy Benson, personal injury lawyer from Slater and Gordon, thank you very much indeed. Now, if you are a person from TOWIE and you fall down a hole, then why not get in touch with us, and you could find yourself with personal injury compensation. We could act as the one thing, we could act as the go-between here, because now we know Tracy, we could sort of cream off some of the
definitely,
you know, like a sort of broker, you know. So if you are off of TOWIE and are a bit too stupid to follow instructions, please get in touch with the programme. I'm not saying that's what happened. Just saying it's a possibility, because I have seen TOWIE. So, get in touch, and we'll put you in touch with the lawyer for some of the money, the percentage of the money you might get for falling down a hole. Anyway, in the next bit of the programme, we're going through the papers. It's the Diversity Paper Review. And we'll bring you Headline Hijack, but at just after 1:30, Victoria's here, as ever, with the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
A charity is warning of a human conveyor belt of slavery as a report finds some police forces in England and Wales are failing to deal with the issue. Inspectors say examples of good practice are the exception, with investigations often being delayed or shelved too early. Kevin Hyland is the government's anti-slavery commissioner. He says police need to do a better job.
It's not always hidden. Sometimes it's out there right in front of us. But what we need to see is that, yes, we identify the victims, but the conveyor belt will continue unless we pursue the criminals as well.
A 24-year-old British man who was fighting against the Islamic State group in Raqqa has died while clearing landmines. The Syrian city was only freed from the militants days ago. Facebook is being asked for any details it might have relating to Russia trying to influence the EU referendum or this year's general election. A committee of MPs looking into fake news has made the request. A man accused of holding hostages in a bowling alley and carrying out a sawn-off shotgun as well as a samurai sword has appeared in court. The 53-year-old is back in custody after a brief hearing relating to an armed siege in Nuneaton on Sunday. Hackers are threatening to release photos from a famous cosmetic surgery company in London, which has some celebrity customers. The group known as the Dark Overlord hasn't demanded a ransom, but says it will share the details online. And unseasonable weather is being blamed for world wine production falling to its lowest level since 1961. But it's hoped there won't be a shortage, with more than 24 billion litres expected to be produced this year. The weather becoming brighter this afternoon, one or two showers for Scotland or Northern Ireland, highs of 18 degrees. There's more news in 25 minutes. Well done, John.
Yes, I'm glad you're happy about that.
No, I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, right.
The Dark Overlord. That was my first email address.
Really?
Was it?
Are you a hacker?
I'm not a restaurant, no. Mexican restaurant.
And that's Oaxaca.
Yeah, I thought that's what you said. You said, are you
hacker?
Oaxaca?
No.
No, I'm the Dark Overlord.
Has anyone ever really called you that?
No, it's just an email address I made up.
No. I think people call you very different things to that. Right, Victoria. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Is here later with your bonus news for today. Now, yesterday, Alex Dibble was here.
He stepped in, didn't he?
Dibble.
How was he?
Dibble.
Better.
Yeah. And he brought us mineral news. So the
great,
good news.
So I didn't have to do it.
The good news for you is.
No, well, unfortunately, there was too much mineral news to squeeze in, so you have to do it again today.
That's stupid. That's a lie. We're doing animal news, and I'm not going to do anything else.
All right. So, animal news. If you want to know what's happening in the world of animals, Victoria will have it for you as part of today's bonus news because the bulletins
do
are
not
shorter.
Disobey the dark overlord.
You're just a pudgy boy.
And here comes the rest of the programme.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Unconventional after-hours radio that you won't hear anywhere else. When the sun goes down, he comes alive with callers from the other side.
The ones who want to air their views on the stuff that never makes the news.
Do fish bleed? Do pigeons have homes? Were the monkeys better than the Rolling Stones?
Would you ever use a haunted loo?
What made Ian turn the air so blue?
How do you sleep at night, you seething little...
Listen each weeknight from 10, and you'll soon find out you're just like them.
Something extraordinary is happening on your radio. Make sure you don't miss the show that everyone else is talking about.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, it's 1:37. That would be a better email for you, actually. You know, just sort of pudgyboy@gmail.com or something.
It's funny, I'm just using my email to contact HR, so do you want to be mentioned in it?
No, thanks. Moving on. I think you'd look good as the Dark
Bullying.
Overlord.
Bullying, personally.
Right, headline hijack on the way then. Your chance to make up the news. We'd like you to come up with a news story and get it to us. Because in the 2pm bulletin, Victoria will say the news, but she'll also say a news lie. Fake news! That is what we require. By the way, if you'd like to give us a call this afternoon, just as the man a moment ago did, thinking I was Victoria Derbyshire on...
You do look like her.
Yes, I do. I don't know why we didn't just put him on. Mm. Marta! If someone else phones the wrong radio station and thinks I'm Victoria Derbyshire...
Straight to air.
Put them on.
We'll drop whatever we're doing.
Put them on.
But isn't that deceiving the listener?
No, because I'll tell them.
Yeah.
08, what's the number? 03-44-499-1000. 03-44-499-1000 to speak to Victoria Derbyshire. Right, headline hijack. Made up news stories. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
This headline hijack from good. Claire, who said...
She does a cough first, does she?
Yeah. Okay. She says, the Daily Mail has announced that it is going to go on tour... touring a large bandwagon around the country for its readers to jump on.
Yeah.
Talks by a range of different speakers will take place on the bandwagon, and readers are being encouraged to turn up hateful and angry already.
That would save time,
yeah.
To be fair. Similarly, actually, the shoe brand Converse has adapted one of its shoes to be a robot, a shoe robot. You've heard of sex robots. This is a shoe robot. It can talk, and it's going to hold an event at the O2 Arena in London called Converse in Conversation. The shoe will answer questions from the audience about the brand and also declare some anecdotes from across the years. I'm going to the O2 tonight, actually. Not for that.
Are you? What are you seeing?
I am going to the O2 tonight.
Stop saying O2. Call it the North Greenwich Arena.
The North Greenwich Arena. To see... Metallica.
Oh, that's fine then. Was it a blag? Did you get free tickets?
No, it's a friend of mine got some tickets. Somewhere.
Oh, nice. Cool, well, enjoy that.
I will. Thanks very much. What are you doing tonight? Sitting at home crying into a pie.
That's more true than you can imagine, Chuck.
So your headline hijacks are very welcome. The lines remain open for another 20 minutes. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
All on the way. And, of course, the diversity pay-per-view. Tara's here. She's going to go through the papers for us next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
This unsavory creature, called the Monster Bill, makes its home in motor vehicles, where the Monster Bill's voracious appetite for money slowly drives the owners, who can't be bothered to switch their car insurance company, bananas. But could the Monster Bill now be at risk of extinction from its one natural and powerful predator?
Go compare! Rawr! Just go visit them today. Keep that Monster Bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare!
The Dictionary of Driving by Mazda. Today, the letter S. S is for super simple. The ease of choosing a great Mazda car, because our cars are available with 0% APR. For example, the Mazda 2, Mazda 3, and Mazda 6 are available with 0% APR personal contract purchase. So whichever Mazda you pick, you'll get a great deal. Super simple. Visit Mazda.co.uk. Mazda. Drive together. T's and C's apply. Finance subject to status. Excludes all new Mazda CX-5, 18s or over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services.
Hi, you've reached Tom's voicemail. I can't come to the phone because Season 8 of Fox's The Walking Dead is streaming on Now TV. I've been looking forward to this and I'm not missing it. So, leave a message. Although the Now TV Entertainment Pass does have over 250 box sets to watch. So maybe, don't call me, I'll call you.
To get your 14-day free trial of the latest shows, including The Walking Dead, search Now TV. 18 plus, new customers only, pass auto renews at $7.99 a month unless cancelled.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Quite a few problems on the M4, starting through Newport. The westbound side is heavy towards an accident near Junction 29 for the A48M. Then further along, heading west through Bristol, there's queues because of an accident between Junctions 19 and 20 near the Almondsbury interchange. And the London bound M4 through Berkshire is struggling because of an accident between Junctions 5 for Langley and 4B for the M25. Through Buxton in Derbyshire, the A515 closed by an accident on the road towards New Haven. And in and out of Bishop Auckland, the A689 Durham Road is closed near Kingsway because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today. And you'll see what I mean. I like the way you work it. Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, good afternoon, hello. By the way, later, a game of snowflake buckaroo. It needs two, count them, two players. That means you get to come on the radio and play the game against someone else. That's how it works. It's like this. It's like buckaroo, but you know, with a donkey. But there isn't a donkey, and there's no tools on the donkey to get the donkey to kick them off. What there is a millennial, metaphorically. And then we hang trigger phrases on the millennial snowflake. Until it runs to its safe space. Basically, you're playing a game where you have to get a range of phrases scoring. Doesn't matter.
It's really easy.
It's the easiest thing you'll ever do, right? So just if you want to have a go on the radio, we're going to throw it open. 0344 499 1000. Marta will answer the phone. So you get to speak to Marta. When you do, when she picks up the phone, just go, patatas brava. All right, that's how you greet her. That's a traditional Spanish greeting. Patatas brava. And then tell her, register your interest to play Snowflake Buckaroo, and you can come on the radio with us later and do that between 3.30 and 4 o'clock. Right, there's a lot of news going on today. Already we've been talking about somebody from Towie, a Gemma Collins, whatever that is, falling down a hole. She says she might sue the BBC, so we spoke to a lawyer to find out whether or not that's going to be possible. It's all going to depend on whether that she was briefed about the hole or not and was either too stupid to understand it or not. We don't know yet. We'll find out as time goes on. But we're talking about that. We've been talking about plenty of other things in the news. Brexit, no less. Theresa May and the leaking of her own eyes into her Brexit dinner has been denied by Downing Street, saying that she wasn't that upset. That's going... More negotiations about this. The bloke from ISIS has got a very similar name to me, so that maybe do a double take when I read the headline. Jack Holmes is dead in Syria. So there's a lot going on in the news today, is what I'm saying.
I misread it as well. I got very excited.
Yeah. It's quite complicated, though, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No, well... we're here to help. And the way we help, of course, is by analysing the news, as regular listeners know. Using Japanese poetry, five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables, the news in haikus.
Equalities MP made lots of offensive jokes. Typical ginger.
The news in haikus. We should point out, by the way, that Jack Holmes was fighting against ISIS, not for ISIS, in case anyone thinks that was what
I
was
didn't
going
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. No, he was clearing landmines, Con.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, but it was a bit of a weird thing when I saw the headline. Everyone keeps tweeting me now. I go, you? No. He also is no relation. But anyway, doesn't matter. We're going to go through the newspapers today, and we're going to do it, as we always do, by means of a different diversity. It makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting, of course. Regular listeners know that we like to go through the papers, much as any other radio show would do, but by getting a different diversity to do it each day, it makes us right at the forefront of modern political thinking. So we welcome Tara. And Tara, remind us of your diversity.
Jewish.
Yes. And what newspaper are we starting with today, Tara?
We're starting with the Daily Star.
Mmm, what a good start.
Yeah. Good start, good Strong. Start. Page four.
Right.
Good page.
Yeah.
So this is what are the most Google searches about politicians. And it's the ones are, is Nicola Sturgeon's hair real? That's one.
Right.
Does Theresa May have tattoos? That's the second one, just under the Nicola Sturgeon one.
Right.
So those are the two.
Does she?
Biggest.
What search? I don't know.
Definitely not, I'd say.
Right.
I don't know. I've not read the results of the searches. Also, what does Philip Hammond do?
That's a fair question.
That's a fair, isn't
yeah.
it? is Tom Watson related to Emma Watson? Which is also fair.
Well, no, there are a lot of Watson. I mean, that's... It's,
yeah, but...
That you could say he's Jack Holmes related to John Holmes.
That's true. But both Emma Watson and Tom Watson are in the news quite a lot.
Yeah.
Whereas...
Well, I mean, so is Dr. Watson from... Sherlock Holmes, who is also called Holmes.
He's not in the news a lot. When was the last news article you read involving the fictional character Dr. Watson?
When the last series of Sherlock was on.
No, was it was in the news, was it?
Yeah, because it's like PR puffery dressed up.
Do you get your news from the TV Quick magazine?
Yeah.
Is that your newspaper?
Best source of news. Well, what, isn't it weird that there's both a Holmes and a Watson in the news today?
Yeah, that is weird.
So there you go. It just proves what I was saying,
you
doesn't it?
You could say I'm very much the Watson to your Holmes.
In the sense of someone going...
That could be my new Twitter bio, couldn't it?
Yeah, catchy.
Someone going, oh, I wonder what's on with John Holmes. Oh, it's Con, I'll turn it off.
Also, Liam Fox was the least interesting cabinet minister, and there weren't enough searches to generate anything.
For Liam Fox.
Autocomplete.
Yeah.
To generate autocomplete.
I imagine he's going to be back on there himself now, trying to just generate that. He's sitting in his office right now
typing
going, who is Liam Fox? What is Liam Fox? Do we agree with Liam Fox hunting? That sort of thing. Just typing. Just to try and get himself into the autocomplete bit of the Google. All right, okay, but this is just what people... I mean, that's quite interesting, isn't it? Is Nicola Sturgeon's hair real? I like that they're getting to grips with the actual politics of the situation.
Yeah.
You know, and anything she stands
for. It's nice,
for.
Though. It humanises them, doesn't it?
In a way,
you know,
it does.
People
want
to know if Theresa May's got a tattoo.
Yeah.
I still don't know.
Oh.
I mean, I googled the question, and then the first link I clicked on was this article.
Oh.
Obviously. It doesn't say. What a nightmare. I will keep
researching. What do you think she'd have a tattoo of? I don't know.
A Brexit negotiator. Yeah.
Can you call the Downing Street press office, Marta?
Actually, yeah, Marta, call the Downing Street press office, in all seriousness, right, and see if they'll talk to us and answer a question about Theresa May. Give them a shout now. We'll get them on. That guy's fair. Hey, it's in the news. It's a fair question.
Yeah.
We want to know. See what they say.
You're saving people a lot of time as well,
yeah,
by Googling.
Exactly.
We just know.
Yeah, right. Well, we're going to give them a shout now. What you could do, Marta, is just put them through. Just get the dialing tone up and put them through. I'll tell them they're on the radio.
No, we can't do this.
Why?
Because of laws.
No, because I'll say they're on the radio.
No, yeah, and then, look, we're not upsetting Downing Street, okay? We're not doing it.
All right, ring them up and see if they'll talk to us. It's fine. It's fine. They might talk to us.
Fine.
You can ask them as a press request.
Yeah. You can do
freedom
it.
Of information, that is.
Mm. Freedom of information.
Yeah.
You're putting an FOI.
An FOI.
That's Theresa May, got a tattoo.
Do it for
in
all
the public
the
interest.
And then ask something about Liam Fox.
Just ring them up and put them through. Stop bottling it, Connie. Rotara, carry on. What else have we got?
Carry on. Do you want me to do a different story now?
If you like.
Moving on.
It's up to you. You're reviewing the papers. I don't mind.
So this is... I'm not sure. This is, I think, the Daily Express.
Yeah.
Ministers believe that all 10-year-olds should be given career advice. And here it is. Basically, make your hobby your job.
What 10-year-olds' hobbies,
really,
though, are probably slightly...
Exactly.
What do? I collect buttons. All right. Well, what are you going to do as a job?
I professionally
also,
skip.
It's such like empty advice, isn't it? Make your hobby your job.
Yeah.
It's
but
so
then you're going to get kids worried about what hobby they've got.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was 10, I think I decided my hobby was, I don't know, going to the park. So,
yeah.
You know, I'd have to be a park keeper, and that's not really something I wanted to be. If I'm honest.
Imagine at 10 if you decided.
Make your hobby your job. I'm a park keeper. Or a flasher. they're the two people that go to parks, aren't they? Park keepers and flashers. I like going to the park. Make your hobby your job. I'm a flasher.
No, that just makes it sound like flashing is your hobby.
Well, no, it isn't.
It
now.
Does, yeah. But when you've just said that, it just...
It's just people who like parks is all I'm thinking of.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
They've said as long as it doesn't damage your health, a hobby... A job. Sorry,
say,
a job is a great
my
thing.
My hobby is so going to the pub, and that's not a good job.
Yeah. But you didn't when you were 10.
Yeah, exactly. What did you do when you were 10?
I can't remember, John. I was 10.
Yeah, but that was like a week ago.
No.
So
this is a great show today, isn't it? It's been a really fun show for your bloody Watson.
What did you do when you were 10, Tara? Can you remember?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I played the violin.
Well, there you go.
Oh, that's a job.
That's
a job,
I mean.
Isn't it?
Maybe I'd be a lot happier if I was just a violinist.
Yeah.
But also, probably not, because I was really bad. I was a really bad violinist, so I never would have made it. So I would have been unhappy.
Yeah.
Because I would have been a failed violinist.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, there are a lot of people here who are bad producers, but, you know, that doesn't stop them working here, does it? I think we can all name them, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do.
Okay.
I do.
What else is in the papers, Tara?
On this is the Times.
Yes.
Shrews heads change.
What?
Already?
Shrews.
I like this already.
Who's shrews?
Shrews, the animals.
Oh, okay,
shrews.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Shrews, yeah.
Shrews.
Yeah.
Shrews heads change size with changing seasons.
That's like a tongue twister.
Yeah, yeah.
I did that really well, didn't
you did?
I? Let me do it again.
Shrews heads change size with.
On the seashore.
Drew says change sides of the changing seasons, and a phenomenon scientists believe help them survive in the winter.
Right, that's
big news.
I kind of like that.
Yeah,
so what? So they go big when and small when? How does that work?
So
when am I most likely
banned?
Yeah,
in the winter.
Right.
To help them survive with the cold.
Yeah.
And then.
But you'd think they'd shrink in the winter.
They shrink slowly as the weather changes. So as it's autumn, it just shrinks a bit more, and then spring even more than my summer.
It's quite interesting, John, because your head seems to get bigger every day.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Yeah. Is that anything to do with the weather?
Yes.
When does it get bigger?
It's not really getting bigger.
He sort of turns up with just a bigger head each day.
No, what it is...
carries on growing.
It's just I've got less hair each day. So it just looks that way. Yeah. That's what it is. It's not bigger, it's just balder.
Balding.
So it looks like it's bigger. That's what's happening. It's an optical illusion.
You're not the only man in radio, and I may have patted the other balding man in radio on the head at an industry awards last week. Yeah.
James Wade?
James Wade?
No. Oh, someone who I don't work with.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who did you pat on the head?
I'll tell you off there.
I mean, come on.
Clue.
It's a producer, no one knows him. And reporter.
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so thanks for bringing that anecdote in. Good. So that's that's the news. Shrews' heads are bigger in the winter.
Shrews' heads are bigger in the winter.
And smaller in the summer.
Smaller in the summer.
Yeah, great.
Thanks, and the
Tara.
Other news.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other news you said. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks, Tara, for coming in and going through the papers for us. Always fascinating, always a pleasure. Never a chore.
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know. I'm
supposed to say that to you, aren't I? You can't say to me.
You can't say to me.
It's never a chore.
Okay. Your face says otherwise. Yeah. Marta, thank you. Marta. Tara, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Good. Now, in the programme, still to come, the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course, that game of Snowflake Buckaroo that I mentioned. If you want to play that, here's the number 03444991000. You could speak to Marta. There you go. That's where we go. And when you chances the phone, just be sure to greet her with the traditional Spanish greeting, patatas bravas. We've got work experience punditry, Phil, our work experience, will be going through the newspapers. There's a big debate at 3. Stephen Hawking will be joining us. We're also going to be talking about apology culture, what with everyone apologising for everything at the moment, and whether that's a good or a bad thing. And, of course, there's Headline Hijack, which is very much on the way. We need a made-up news story. We'd like you to make it up. And now... Cornelius is going to tell us who is today's headline hijacker with their made-up lie in the bulletin that's coming at 2 o'clock to confuse those not paying attention to this bit. Cornelius.
It's Agnes.
Where's Agnes from?
Plymouth.
Agnes in Plymouth. You are today's headline hijacker. Congratulations. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Hearn.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results...
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get a Fatcrow loft ladder for only £89 ex-VAT. But hurry, this offer ends 29th of October. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, new 18-month TV contract, terms apply.
Where are we?
The New Forest.
But I thought we only had the Mini Countryman booked for a test drive. We can't stay here.
We're not going to.
This isn't exactly what I meant.
Relax. With Mini's new 48-hour test drive, you can use the Countryman for exactly what it's built for. Exploring. Plus, it's an SUV, the largest Mini in the range, so you can pack loads more in.
Great. Where next?
Well, you know how you've always wanted to try kayaking?
The Mini Countryman 48-hour test drive. Visit mini.co.uk to book yours. Mini. Who's in? Test drive subject to status and availability. Terms and conditions apply. Participating Mini retailers only.
Money.
Unless you win the lottery.
Get lucky with a metal detector.
Or strike Kyle in your back garden.
It doesn't come for free. But at least it's protected for free. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is, and it's in the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, claims police are failing slavery victims, Brit killed in Syria, and Northern Ireland's abortion laws looked at.
Talk Radio.
Police forces are being accused of failing the victims of slave drivers and human traffickers. The Inspector of Constabulary says too many cases are being dropped early and clear signals of crimes are being missed. But the National Police Lead for Modern Slavery, Chief Constable Sean Sawyer, has told Talk Radio it's more complicated than it sounds, particularly when it comes to people from other countries.
They actually begin very often in a complicit intent to break UK immigration law. In the case of women, get sold into sexual slavery. Some women work their way back towards becoming the madam within the brothel. Yeah. You've gone from suspect to victim to suspect.
A British man who joined a Kurdish group fighting against the Islamic State group in Syria has been killed in Raqqa. It's thought he was clearing landmines in the city where IS was defeated last week. Facebook has been asked to provide details of any activity paid for by Russian-linked accounts around last year's EU referendum. A group of MPs wants to see all adverts bought and all pages set up by Russian-linked accounts. Meanwhile, a senior EU official insists it's up to the UK to decide whether there's a good Brexit deal or even if leaving the Union should go ahead at all. Donald Tusk has also urged countries to stick together during the next stage of negotiations. The UK's highest court has been told Northern Ireland's abortion law subjects women and girls to inhumane and degrading treatment. The strict legislation has been scrutinised by the Supreme Court. Campaigners say barring victims of sexual crimes and women carrying fetuses with fatal abnormalities from terminations breaches human rights. But pro-life campaigner Ashley Hubert says an unborn child has rights too.
We have to look at it in the eyes, are these human beings? And if they are human beings, regardless of whether they are disabled or not, shouldn't we be alleviating their suffering rather than eliminating their very lives?
And millions of us are consuming 700 calories a day more than we think we are because we're snacking so much. Research has also highlighted foods we underestimate, like frozen pizza and popcorn.
Now, you're a snacker.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, is that what, have you put that news story in there as a warning to others? Why were you drawn to that news story out of interest? Because I know you like a cake and I know you like a snack.
Yes, John.
And you've mentioned it many times, and that's fair enough.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with it, but I just wonder why you'd. Sometimes you have three lunches.
That was only occasionally. Most of the time, I just have two lunches.
How many have you had today?
Well, I've had a salad and I'm about to have a big tub of soup.
That's all right. That's soup and salad.
These are all healthy.
They're perfectly acceptable.
Mm.
Yeah.
But if the canteen's doing chips, wedges or curly fries, I always have those. That's not healthy.
No.
No.
Do they do those every day?
No, it used to be like that. Now it's like once a week if I'm lucky.
Oh, all right. Well, that's all right. I think that's fine.
I could have done with those today.
Okay. Anyway, there's Victoria there with...
I've still got more to do.
Weather, I know.
Yeah.
Talk Radio, national weather.
So, becoming a bit brighter this afternoon. Some showers for Scotland and Northern Ireland, highs of 18 degrees.
Thank you very much. Now, here's Ian...
Williams.
...with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Stadiums, good afternoon. David Unsworth says there's a great spirit in the Everton squad despite the sacking of manager Ronald Koeman. The under-23s boss has been speaking for the first time since being asked to step up and look after the first team and says he'll be joined in the dugout by three other Everton legends for tomorrow's League Cup tie at Chelsea: Joe Royal, Duncan Ferguson and John Everill. Another former Toffee, Alan Stubbs, has told TalkSport what he hopes they can bring.
What the players need right now is a little bit of stability, a clear direction and a plan on how they're going to play, because I think a lot of Everton fans have said that the team lack identity.
Real Madrid president Florentino Perez says he has no plans to sign Harry Kane. Speaking to a Spanish radio station, he said he hadn't inquired about the Tottenham striker because he believes Spurs would demand a world record fee. And England have named a 75-strong athletic squad for April's Commonwealth Games. Greg Rutherford, Adam Jamili and Katarina Johnson-Thompson are among the names involved. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, in order to tackle poverty in the UK this year, there will be a drive to donate your Halloween pumpkins innards to the local food bank, where there will be special bins to decant into. The pumpkin innards can be used to make all manner of food, including pumpkin pie, pumpkin soup and pumpkin gruel.
Nothing funny about poverty.
Thank you, Victoria. There with the news, and Ian with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 6 minutes past two. Right then, all apologies. Not my words, of course, but the words of Nirvana from their classic 1993 album In Utero. But all apologies are also the words of seemingly almost everyone these days, from MPs to celebrities to James Corden for his jokes about Harvey Weinstein. We live in an apology culture when, if social media chucks its toys out of its pram over something someone said or tweeted, then cue the apologising in case the oversensitive social snowflakes call for their sacking, which they'll do anyway. Jared O'Mara is a Labour MP, elected at the last election, ousted Nick Clegg from his seat. 14 years ago, when he was just a bloke in his 20s, he made some jokes about Jamie Cullum having a piano put up his bottom. And an overweight lady singer, he made a joke about her, and he used a sort of childish term to describe homosexual men that's pretty unpalatable to the now LGBT community. The Labour Party wing of which have, of course, called for him to be sacked. And it was 14 years ago. Only the other day, footage emerged of another MP, Clive Lewis, saying, "Get on your knees, bitch," that's the quote, to a man at a drunk party conference party where really no one was offended. And it was in context of some kind of stage game that they were playing. Naturally, he apologised because, you know, invented outrage. But is it time to say, stop apologising for everything and really everybody should grow a pair of balls, if saying that doesn't offend the trans community, which it probably does? On the line, Claire Fox, Director of the Institute of Ideas. Good afternoon, Claire.
Nice to be with you.
And you to be with us. So what do you make of this apology culture then? We're hearing kind of a lot about it. Everyone seems to apologise for everything these days. Should we just sort of stand by what we said or did?
Well, sometimes you want to say, sorry, I can't help but feel that at the moment we're in such a climate that you are forced to. I think that it's really scary to me that something that you said when you were young, often things in context were funny or irreverent or disrespectful, suddenly become the matter of a major political scandal in this way. And we end up not being able to hold politicians to account because we're so busy trivialising silly things they said when they were young. I've no idea what this Jared guy's like, although, you know, deposing Nick Clegg, he has to be congratulated for that in my book. But anyway, the thing that's worse, I think, in a way about his apology is it's so grovelling and so abasing, you know? And it kind of actually fuels the very climate that's leading to this, you can't say that, this lack of humour. He basically says almost, you know, I've now been educated and I've seen the error of my ways. And I mean, what were the error of his ways? making inappropriate, un-PC jokes. Is that a crime now?
Well, according to some, of course, it would be. But that you make a good point, because the error of his ways at the time was just a bloke on a website, on a forum, making the kind of jokes that probably, I don't know, 90% of people have probably made or said in the pub or whatever it might be at some point. And the whole apology culture is, of course, now that because of the reaction you think it's going to get, and it is social media that does it, is apologise quickly before anything bad happens, whether or not it's you mean it or not. It's a case of that's the thing I've got to do, isn't it?
That's right. And so it therefore comes over as bad faith anyway. It's not as though we genuinely believe it. But Jared himself said, oh, I blame it on, you know, lads banter and football culture. So he starts demonising all these other people, ordinary people, his constituents, voters, who actually are not misogynist, homophobic, backward reactionaries, but people who do not want to have their language and their informal relations policed. And it's, of course, not, by the way, it's not laddish. Don't know if you've ever been on a hen night in Newcastle, as I have, where I lived for many times. I mean, let me assure you, we can be lively, us women, when we want to be. So, you know, the idea of this kind of sanitising of language and how we relate to each other drives me mad and leads to this apology culture. But there's another thing. This guy's in the kind of, you know, momentum wing, the Corbynista wing of the Labour Party. And I think that there's a kind of real people being hoisted on their own petard here. This was particularly true about Clive Lewis. There's a lot of people who are going around pointing the finger at the other side. And what you kind of get is a kind of free speech for me, but not for you. We've got a big festival at the Barbican called the Battle of Ideas at the weekend, and we've got a panel on that very topic. You know, what drives me mad is that you spend the whole time trying to catch other people out instead of actually having a robust attitude to freedom and liberty and our capacity to cope with hearing offensive ideas or jokes occasionally.
Yeah, well, and again, that's part of this whole no platform culture. We've talked about that this week as well, when that's cropped up in the news about, you know, is there now a generation, do you think, perhaps, that are oversensitive and will become the leaders, I suppose, this generation, and it's only going to get sort of worse, where people are afraid to speak out or even say something that might be deemed controversial, lest they lose their job, lest they get into trouble, and lest they get called out on social media?
Well, that's on a kind of more serious point. I mean, first of all, I think it's our my generation's responsibility. I think we are actually rearing a generation of safe spaces and, you know, people who want trigger warnings on everything from Shakespeare plays to, you know, if their law students say they want trigger warnings on anything that might be unpleasant, and you do think, God, do you know anything about the law? You'll need to have a few before you go into court. So you've got this kind of real softening up of young people, told that they can't cope, but we are telling them that. But the serious point here is, we live in a world which is facing incredibly important challenges. Really big discussions need to be had about, you know, populism, what's happening in terms of international relations, all this. And in order to be able to discuss those things maturely, you need to be able to have free speech. You need to be able to speak your mind, try out ideas. And if you spend the whole time thinking twice and worrying that what you might say might somehow be taken out of context and used against you, I think that we're going to be stymied in terms of challenging some of those big issues. And just the second thing is, I also find a lot of this is particularly patronising to women because, I mean, this fits in with the Harvey Weinstein stuff and the Me Too stuff. Mm. But a lot of the time it's sort of posed as though women in particular need protection from, you know, catcalling or kind of unpleasant ideas. You know, and it's like a kind of Victorian image of women in a weird kind of way, where you have this situation, not that there's Harvey Weinsteins around every corner, but the Harvey Weinstein and people telling rival jokes are the same thing.
Yeah, when they're
and
not.
And women needs to be protected from it, as though we're kind of wilting flowers, you know, you need escorts. And so all of these things, I think, are a very unhealthy political culture to be rearing our children in.
So should we say
they can't cope?
Should we say, you know, stop apologising and stand up for yourself a bit and grow a pair? Is that what we can
do? Absolutely. And if somebody says something disgusting and vile that you don't like, call them out, tell them. Don't ask them to apologise. Just tell them to stop being an idiot.
There we go. Claire Fox, Director of the Institute of Ideas, there talking to us about...
I'm sorry, but I find that frankly offensive.
And you apologised, so that's fine. right there. On this stupid notion of apology culture for everyone having to say sorry for things. Based on the MP today has obviously had to resign from the Equalities Committee, of all things, just for making some jokes. Back in his youth, essentially. Is that fair? Let us know what you think. 0344 499 1000 87 222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll meet a Kickstarter next with a hope and a dream as we give their Kickstarter project a kick up the arse. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in October, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2015 Ford Transit Customs, from under £10,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
A tenner doesn't go very far today, does it? Well, that's where you're wrong. At Tesco Mobile, it gets you a cracking 2 gigabytes on our £10 pay-as-you-go rocket pack with 500 minutes and 5,000 texts, all without a contract. Try it. A tenner says you won't be disappointed. Oh, and there's loads more packs to choose from. For your SIM, go online or in-store. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Rocket pack expires after 1 month. Renews automatically. Requires a Tesco Mobile or unlock phone. Minutes, text to standard UK landline and mobiles. Includes EU roaming. T's and C's apply.
This unsavory creature, called the Monster Bill, makes its home in motor vehicles, where the Monster Bill's voracious appetite for money slowly drives the owners, who can't be bothered to switch their car insurance company, bananas. But could the Monster Bill now be at risk of extinction from its one natural and powerful predator?
Go compare! Rawr! Just go visit them today. Keep that Monster Bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare!
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Where do you charge an electric car?
How quickly can I do it?
How far can you go on one charge?
How much can I save?
Can I charge it at home?
Do I need a house with a drive?
Can you get an electric shock off them?
If I plug in my mobile phone, will the car's battery run out?
Can they go in car washes?
Got questions about owning an electric car? Get the answers at GoUltraLow.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Newport's M4 is queuing towards an accident just before 29 for the A48M. One lane's closed there. Berkshire's westbound M4 is slow. There's an accident near Slough Junction 5 to 6 and two lanes are out. Leads are back to the M25. Earlier problems on the anti-clockwise M60 has left congestion from 17 at Prestwich to Junction 12 at the Eccles interchange. Through Beswick in Greater Manchester, the Ashton Old Road is closed because of a building fire. And through South Yorkshire, delays for the southbound A1M. An accident involving a couple of lorries being recovered near Junction 37 for Mar and one lane's closed. I'm Jarena Adams.
There'll be people getting together all over town with this great value offer from the Co-op. 3 for 2 on Co-op irresistible pizzas and garlic bread. Ah, see what I mean? It's another deal for you from the Co-op. Cheapest item free, varieties of stock, subject to availability. See participating stores for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And you know us. You know how we like to help. We like to give a helping hand on many an occasion, not least for people with a hope and a dream. With a Kickstarter project on the go, we like to invite them onto the radio. And if it's you, if you've got a Kickstarter you'd like to come and talk about on the radio with us, just to promote it, then please do. Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And we'll be here for you as you try to beg for the public coin. Let us together now kick another Kickstarter up the arse. So one such, well, now normally regular listeners will know that when we talk to people with a Kickstarter project, they have a hope and a dream. And I call them hopers and dreamers. However, today's a little bit different because Sarah Ooten has a hope and a dream, but has already hoped and dreamed a lot of it because of some of the incredible things she's done. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, John.
How are you? What?
I'm very good, thanks.
Good. Now, I'm surprised to hear you're very good, thanks, because of the extreme nature of what you put yourself through.
Well, I've had a bit of time to recover from my journey, but certainly it's been quite an adrenaline-fueled couple of weeks, particularly in this last few days as we approach the end of the Kickstarter.
Yeah. Well, look, tell me about you, first of all, because we'll get on to the actual nature of the Kickstarter, but some of the things you've done and what you do, and then what you're looking to kickstart. So start from the beginning, Sarah.
Okay, well, I've spent most of the last decade on long expeditions, often remote, or often solo, rather. They've always been pretty remote. But the most recent one was a 4.5-year bid to loop the Northern Hemisphere using human power. So I rode and I cycled and I kayaked across oceans and deserts and continents from London all the way back to London.
To London, yeah, London to London. Which is quite an incredible feat, isn't it? I mean, and so I'll tell you why I'm interested in this, right? I've done bits of travel. Nothing like you, Sarah. I can't compete in any way at all. But when I've done it, and I've been to places that are remote on my own and done some pretty weird, stupid stuff, for the Sunday Times, for example, writing travel pieces, right? But then I look at someone like you, who've done something like this, and I'm kind of envious, but also sort of terrified for you and for me if I were to try it. Because that is, you know, London's a loop of the Northern Hemisphere. I mean, that's easy to say, but that's actually quite incredible.
It definitely was a lot harder to do than it is to say. I mean, originally we thought it would take 2.5 years, but because I was rescued off the North Pacific in 2012 after a tropical storm damaged my boat and various other big twists and turns, it was much longer than we anticipated. And as you say, it was grueling and at times pretty terrifying too.
Yeah, but you knew when you set out that it was going to be, presumably.
I think all you know when you set out is that you don't know what's going to happen. Obviously, with something like that as your goal, you've got a sense that it is going to really challenge you at times, and you might not even come back from it.
Yeah.
But the reality was, perhaps far more grueling than I envisaged.
Yeah. So tell us about the Kickstarter then. So this is for a feature-length film.
That's right. So it feels like it's the final piece of storytelling with the journey. My book was published last year about the journey. It's called Where to Do. And now we're making a film. So I've partnered with award-winning filmmaker Jen Randall, and we're 75% of the way towards our goal with Kickstarter, with just 4 days left to go. It's been amazing to see the support that people have put behind it. You know, we've got over 500 backers so far.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really exciting to delve back into the journey and create a really beautiful piece of documentary that we hope we'll be able to launch this time next year.
Yeah, and this was all part of the plan initially, was it? So when you set off, you thought, well, we're going to film everything anyway.
Because
obviously the book won an award, for goodness sake. But is it going to, you were sort of going, right, I'm going to turn this into a film, we'll see what happens, but we just need to log everything on film.
That's right. It was always the goal to really share the stories, and I really wanted to make a film. We approached broadcasters and commissioners and big production companies throughout and before and after the journey. And we had various offers here and there and lots of rejections, and nothing felt quite right. So we thought, well, we'll do it ourselves. And that's the position we're in now, which I'm really excited by.
I think so. Yeah, I think
we've got full creative control over it, and lots of folks can get behind it.
Yeah. So how much is this going to cost? So I mean, you're as you say, there's some a few days to go, but in terms of once you've got all the footage, because obviously you're filming that as you go, so that's kind of I guess paid for in a way. So this is for the editing and the time it takes to put a film together, presumably.
Well, yeah, it's the whole sort of machine that you need to make that happen. Besides the fact we've got the Kickstarter, obviously, so there'll be money for the rewards and the postage and all of that. But yeah, the editing time, the sorting out the footage time, we've got to go and film various interviews and get extra bits of footage. If that costs money, then we'll have an original score composed,
yeah,
and then music mixing, the colourising or something like that. Various things I didn't even know existed. But by the time we added it all up, our budget came to about £60,000. So we thought, okay, let's try and kickstart for £40,000 of that.
Yeah.
And we're seeking external sponsors for the rest of it.
And when it's made, what do you do with it?
Well, the goal is to get it as widely shared as possible. We think the story is really empowering and inspiring. So the goal is to just get it as wide as possible. So people will be able to access it online. I think the main reach will come from film festivals. So we'll enter it into festivals and it will go on tour around the world with those. And hopefully we'll be able to secure a broadcast deal at some point as well.
Sarah, briefly, sort of, how did you begin to even get into this and want to do this kind of stuff? Because it's, you know, it's, as you said, it's bike, it's boat, you know, it's extremes. It's remote areas of the planet. What got you into it in the first place?
Well, I've always loved exploring and being outside and sort of, I suppose, exploring my relationship with the world around me as well. And I find that human-powered travel, where you're travelling slowly and quietly, that's just such a great way to see and feel everything that's going on around you.
Yeah.
That all started as a youngster, you know, spending all my time outside, doing my Duke of Edinburgh school, hooking up with a local canoe club, and, you know, just got a little bit bigger.
Yeah, just a bit, yeah. what I like, I was just reading on your Kickstarter page as well, I like that, because, you know, there's a picture of you, right, riding a wave, essentially, in a tiny boat, somewhere out there. But I love the quote underneath. It says, so many people came together to help make the journey come true, from roadside strangers offering me a wave. And I'm thinking, you've had enough waves by the look of the picture. I wouldn't take that from them.
Yeah.
Do you find that, though? Because it's interesting, isn't it? When you do something like this, and I've again, nothing to compare, really, but when I have been in weird places doing weird things, I find the locals are so interested in what you're doing and so helpful. And they don't know you at all, of course. And you've just turned up in where they live. And they're just kind of interested. And they do help, don't they?
I think so. I think journeys are really compelling. And everybody connects with a journey maker. And so when you, like you say, arrive somewhere and you look a bit smelly and dirty and tired, people know instantly how to take care of you. And they want to. And certainly for me, it was really humbling on my journey to have people take me in, or as I said in that little quote there, offer me a wave or something on the road. And lots of people won't ever know what that meant to me or what I was even trying to achieve, maybe, or what's happened since. And I think that's just such a beautiful example of human nature, the way that it's that sort of spontaneous generosity and unconditional offer of kindness, really. It's wonderful.
And how much footage have you got in terms of hours? Do you know how much?
Because
narrow this down to about, 90 minutes or something, and you've probably got 100 hours.
That's my job for December, to go through and copy, you know, make extra copies of all the footage and log it and order it so that Jen can then watch it all in January and can start making the plan. So I don't know, but it's likely to be over 100 hours, definitely.
And what was the, this is an obvious question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. I mean, you've nailed all the obvious questions in your on your site there, mm-hmm. but about how do you cope with loneliness? Where do you go to the loo? Where do you go to the loo, incidentally?
I think you're probably asking about the boat, because that's the most obscure model.
So kind of am, yeah.
In the rowing boat, there's a bucket, and you chuck it overboard.
So of course. Can't you just sit on the side and go overboard? I mean, that's probably not safe.
I think you tip the boat over.
I think you might be right. And I suppose the other question is, very quickly, is kind of the loneliest moment, because, you know, it's a big planet, it's mostly been explored, but when you're out there on your own, you know, there are places where feeling it's all right to be alone for a bit, isn't it? But then, you know, all you've got is the voice in your head that's you. And it's quite, for no one that's, if someone's never done that, it's kind of a really weird experience, because ordinarily everyone in life is surrounded by people in conversation at work and all that kind of stuff. But if you are out somewhere on your own, it's slightly weird after quite a short amount of time. So what?
I think it's about settling into it and about the intention you set around it. Because when I go out to sea to row across the ocean, I know I'm going to be away from people for 5 or 6 months. So I think settling into that, and you know, you've thought probably about how you're going to get through it and manage it, and you still have contacts with home via phone or even just mementos people have given you, or just visualising them. So I find that I don't really get lonely. The lonely point for me came in the tropical storm in 2012, when I'm all alone and the sea is going nuts outside and I'm not quite sure what's going to happen. Yeah. But otherwise, I'm mostly okay with solitude. I really embrace it.
Yeah, I think everyone needs a bit of it. Keeps us sane, Sarah. Although some would say,
you get to know yourself, which I think is really important.
Yeah, I did that once in the wilds of Alaska. Turned out I didn't like myself very much, so I went home again.
There we go.
Look, Sarah, it's really good to talk to you. Where do we find your Kickstarter project? We search for what on Kickstarter?
So on Kickstarter, you can type in my name, Sarah Uten, which is O-U-T-E-N. Or London to London, but got number 2 in the middle. Mm-hmm. Either of those, you'll come across it. And ditto on my Twitter, it's at Sarah Uten, website at Sarah Uten, details about it all over there as well.
All right, great. Thanks for talking to us, Sarah. Sarah Uten there. Her book is Dare to Do. It won the Adventure Travel Book of the Year in 2016, for heaven's own sake. And now there's going to be a film of it, or at least there is if you pay for it. And who wouldn't want to see that? Because someone's got to wade through hundreds of hours of footage, and someone needs paying for it. So that's a Kickstarter project. It's Sarah Uten's, and we're happy to oblige by kicking her Kickstarter up the arse. If you'd like us to kick your Kickstarter firmly up the arse, to upwards of the 4 people that ever listened to this programme, then why not get in touch with us? Here's the number, 87222. You can start your message with the word talk, at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. Tell us about your Kickstarter and you could come on the radio and talk about it. It is Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
Police are being accused of failing victims of modern slavery. Figures suggest fewer than 1 in 50 cases leads to a conviction. A man from Bournemouth who'd been fighting the Islamic State group in Syria has been killed clearing mines in the newly liberated city of Raqqa. Jack Holmes's mum says she's extremely proud of her 24-year-old son, who'd been with a Kurdish group since January 2015. The president of the EU Council says Brexit can still be stopped. Donald Tusk has also warned the toughest stress test of negotiations is still to come. The UK's highest court has heard Northern Ireland's strict abortion law subjects women to inhumane and degrading treatment. An independent body has taken its case there in the hope it will offer better protection to the victims of sex crimes. They also want to ensure women carrying a child with a fatal fetal abnormality aren't punished. Sarah Ewart had the procedure in England after being told her unborn baby was likely to die. She's spoken outside the Supreme Court.
Travelling only added to my upset. I felt nervous and frightened about the unknown. This case is significant to mine and other women's lives who continue to be affected by the current law in Northern Ireland.
Workers at 5 train companies going to walk out on the 8th of November in a row over the role of guards. RMT union members on Southern, Southwestern and Greater Anglia will strike for 48 hours with 24 hours of action on Merseyrail and Arriva Rail North. And rent-to-buy retailer Bright House has agreed to pay back almost £15 million to almost 250,000 customers it treated unfairly. The company was found to have lent to people who couldn't afford it. The weather becoming brighter this afternoon. Some showers for Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 18 degrees. There's more in 26 minutes.
There is, Victoria. You're absolutely right. And what's more, there's more in around an hour as well, when Victoria will be here with today's edition of Bonus News. The bulletins are, of course, shorter than they used to be. 2 minutes, not your standard 3, so we make the time up. Victoria therefore brings us Bonus News each and every day. Animal news, vegetable news, mineral news. It's consecutive. Today, it's animal news.
Yes, John.
You all right?
Yeah, Cornelius is just trying to claim that this is his show. And I was trying to remind him it's not.
I am in charge of the show as a producer, so I control everything that happens.
Really?
You don't control everything that happens.
Well, no, because that's very hard to do. But no, no, no.
Don't lie about it. Then.
Well, now your microphone's off.
Because
Chloe controls that.
Because Chloe's just turned.
I order you to turn that back on.
Who controls the show?
Chloe, you're fired.
You don't have that authority or any authority.
Yeah, that's fair.
My show.
I mean,
it's quite pathetic, really, isn't it?
Yep.
Right, well done, everyone. I decided that we would do this. It's worked really well.
Well done. Yeah, well done. Yeah. Yeah, back to the show. Good sketch that we that I wrote and prepared.
That's a lie.
On my show.
It was spontaneous.
All done now? Good?
I think so, yeah.
Great. Can we move on, Cornelius? Is that right with you?
Yes, move on. Please,
okay,
John.
Fine. Work experience punditry on the way. Phil is with us. He's going to be reviewing music as part of work experience punditry. It's Talk Radio. In the afternoons, it's the Cornelius Show.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And shortly, we'll get you talking about this week's music releases, because Phil is our work experience. He's here. He's going to be reviewing them for us. Before that, though, why not text in on 87222?
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Why not text in on the following subject? Today's text in is this. You know, in the news, there's been the operating theatres who, this is according to new research, waste 2 hours a day. 2 hours a day wasted due to bad scheduling in operating theatres.
That's rubbish. I can waste so much more than that.
We waste 3 hours of every day on here, for everyone listening, to be honest with you. However, we thought we'd turn that into a bit of a texter, because operating theatre also has the word theatre in it. So why not get in touch with, yes, stage shows and medical terms? Yeah.
That makes sense.
Doesn't it, though? I'll give you an example. The ultrasound of music.
Mm-hmm.
There we go, you see, because the sound of music is a stage show, and ultrasound is a medical thing. The ultrasound of music. Have you got one?
Kinky Boots, the chemist.
Chemist, yeah. Enema Mia. Enema Mia.
I had Billy Enema.
That's both are fine, in a double bill.
Yeah. Double Billy.
Yeah. Yeah, go on.
Hairspray and E.
Yep. Again, the bar's set quite low, so...
The Exorcist.
Yeah.
The King and Ivy. The King and I, that's a musical?
It is. The King and Ivy. Very good,
yeah.
Jack. Jack, you're not Jack, you're Phil.
No, I'm Phil.
Very good, Phil.
I can be Jack if you want.
You can identify however you like.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Very open around here. But no, very good, Phil. Thank you very much. The Phantom of the Operating Theatre.
Yeah, sort of what we're
doing in the first place.
Yeah.
Anyway, so get in touch. Get yours to us, please. We are looking for operating theatre with stage shows of medical terms. That's what we want. 87222.
Start your message with a word
Talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right, let's talk to Phil. Is, well, let's be honest, he's with us. He's work experience. We've dragged him in. Dragged him away from the photocopier and the kettle. And here he is reviewing stuff. The stuff he's reviewing today, music. We've told him work experience is a leg up into the industry around here. It's not. We're just using him because he's free. So, Phil, musically, where are we starting today?
Well, musically, we're going to start with the new Niall Horan album, Niall from One Direction.
Right. Now, which one in One Direction is he? Because they're all...
Yeah, they're all quite similar, isn't he? He was the blonde one.
He's the Irish one.
And the Irish one.
Okay. And have all the others had their own solo stuff now, and is he the last?
No, so we've got them all coming out, for sure, but he's third in the list. So we've had Zayn, we've had Harry, still got Liam, Right. Am I right, Liam and Louis?
Yeah.
Okay.
In that order.
Louis just released a single last week.
Oh, okay.
Which
oh,
we
boy.
Spoke about.
Oh, right. Yeah. I've obviously forgotten that.
Yes.
And I'm sure this is equally forgettable.
Yeah. It's along those lines, isn't it? It's well, you know how Zayn, he went in the sort of like R&B, sort of like very sexy style.
If you say
like,
so.
I want to have. Yeah. Well, he did.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
And then Harry Styles, he was sort of the like. Yeah, well, people called him like sort of like a young David Bowie, like a sort of singer-writer.
Oh dear,
you can be the judge, but sort of young singer-songwriter type style. Niall sort of gone in the like, I would say sort of Irish ballad type style, or more, maybe the Ed Sheeran type style.
I like they've all picked a different style. Do you think they divvied them up? So when One Direction went on a bit of a hiatus, they all said, "Right, we're all going to do solo stuff. Here's a handful of straws. Pick a musical genre." They all just got the one they just lumped with.
I think they're running out of styles, and we're going to get Louis Tomlinson rapping at this point.
Harry Styles.
Yeah. Anyway, Niall Horan. It's all right. Like I said, sort of Irish ballad style. It's quite sort of plaintive singing, sort of like folk finger-picking on a lot of the tracks.
Yeah.
You probably heard the Slow Hands single.
That was out ages ago.
Yeah, that was out a while ago, wasn't it?
Was it? Passed me by. But anyway.
None of the others are like that. That's sort of like standout sort of pop song.
All right.
Most of the others sort of pretty middle of the road. Did you want to play one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is, what was his name?
It was Niall Horan.
Niall Horan, off of One Direction, and his song.
Then I think of this star, and it echoes a spark. I remember the magic electricity. Then I look in my heart. There's a light in the dark. Still a flicker of hope that you first gave to me. That I wanna keep. Please don't leave.
No, please do leave. That is someone out of off of One Direction.
Niall.
Thank you. And his new song.
That was Flicker from the album Flicker.
I'm just looking at the cover of the song Flicker by Niall. And there's a big picture of his face.
Yep.
And it says Niall Horan. And then it says Flicker. But there's a little problem.
Oh, I know.
At first glance, right, it genuinely, because of where the word Flicker is, on his hairline...
I can see where you're going.
It looks like a different word that's a little bit like flicker, but as though the L has joined up with the I. If you
saw
the bottom of it to form a U. And I'm looking at it now and I'm thinking, yep.
Do you think that's intentional?
Well, if it isn't, that's an album designer's joke. And it's quite a funny one. Because in all to one of its purposes, yes. That's what it looks like. Just Google it if you don't believe me. That's what it looks like. I'm right, aren't I?
Yeah.
Right. No?
It's a meh.
It's a meh.
There'll be
some Direction fans will buy it, won't they, probably?
There's a really interesting track, which is the last one, which is called On My Own. Mm-hmm. And it's all about, I guess, like, supposedly it's like being single, not being in a relationship, but it's like, yeah, I'm better on my own. Yeah, I like don't need anyone. Oh. Have more fun on my own. Yeah.
Do you have a copy of that?
Cornelius got dumped.
I'm sorry to hear.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm over it. Whatever. Yeah.
You should listen to it. It'll probably like reinvigorate you.
Ladies. The way is clear. Come, roll up. Cornelius.
Not if you roll.
He's free. All right.
That's joking.
Yeah.
Joke.
Fat shamer.
No, it wasn't. No.
Right. Right then. Stay with us, Phil, because we've got more music to talk about. But we do have to go to Traffic and Travel, so let's do that. But we're back with who?
Jesse Ware, after that.
Jesse Ware on the way. It's Work Experience Punditry, reviewing music on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangified for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a Towie Tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
The Dictionary of Driving by Mazda. Today, the letter S. S is for super simple. The ease of choosing a great Mazda car, because our cars are available with 0% APR. For example, the Mazda 2, Mazda 3, and Mazda 6 are available with 0% APR personal contract purchase. So whichever Mazda you pick, you'll get a great deal. Super simple. Visit Mazda.co.uk. Mazda. Drive together. T's and C's apply. Finance subject to status. Excludes all new Mazda CX-5, 18s or over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup. Sky Q kit loaned at no cost. New 18-month TV contract. Terms apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In October, we've got 3.6 Newton 100mm aerated concrete blocks for only 99 pence each ex-vat. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
I know who designed Princess Di's wedding dress. I know who phoned home. I know how to do a silly walk. And I know which part of the room you should never put baby in. But I don't know my state pension.
Find out more about your state pension and how much it should be. Get to know your pension. Visit yourpension.gov.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Newport's M4 is struggling west towards an accident just before junction 29 for the A48M. One lane's closed there. Queues are back to the Malpas Road at junction 26. Bristol's eastbound M4 is slow up because of an accident near the Almondsbury interchange. Three of the four lanes are currently out of action. Better news for the westbound M4 though, through Berkshire. The accident near Slough has been recovered and things are back on the move there. Through Beswick in Greater Manchester, the Ashton Old Road is closed because of a building fire, and South Yorkshire's southbound A1M queuing towards an accident near junction 37 for Mar. I'm Joanna Adams.
There'll be people getting together all over town with this great value offer from the Co-op. 3 for £2 on Co-op irresistible pizzas and garlic bread. Ah, see what I mean? It's another deal for you from the Co-op. Cheapest item free, varieties of stock, subject to availability. See participating stores for details.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
The next Full Set Breakfast is Friday's Full Set Breakfast. Friday, named after Freya, the Norse god of the wind. And talking of wind and sound and fury, Storm Carol Malone joins us after 8 on each Full Set Breakfast. She turns up after 8, which is why we call her Minty.
Oh, my baby, back to me.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And indeed, we are talking about music. We are also taking your stage shows and medical terms. This is because operating theatres... See? Medical have reported, wasting 2 hours each day. That's in the news today. So here's a lot that's lots been coming in. A chorus flat line. A chorus line is the stage show. Flat line.
I don't know what that is.
It's a dead person's heartbeat on a screen.
Oh, flat yeah, line. Of course, yeah. Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, I do too, Phil. Cornelius didn't understand it.
Heddy's gone for... Yeah. Snippy, snippy, long, long.
Snippy, snippy, long, long. I would go and see.
No.
Snip, snip, snippy, snippy, long, long. My fine forceps friend.
That's good.
I'm not reading Beatrice's out, which was to do with cats and a gynecology ward.
No.
Cat scan.
Yeah, lots of people came in with that, actually. Dave was the first, and someone called Euro something.
The Book of Morbid Obesity?
Very good.
That's good, isn't it?
Who's that from?
That's from Alex. Oh, liver. There it is.
Oh, that's my favorite. Who did that?
Very good, isn't it? That was Heady.
Heady, good work.
Okay. A lot going on in the news today as well, of course. Government proposing debt help. There is the... we were talking about it earlier, of course, the whole apology culture where the Labour MP has had to apologise and then resign for some things he did 14 years ago on a website, some jokes he made. There's a lot going on in the news. It's already complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Many people can't. We're here to help, as you know. Analysing the news as we do on a daily basis using Japanese poetry to help us. We call it the news in haikus.
Police hunt, am I? Six con man who left his victim shaken, not stirred.
The news in haiku. Phil. It's work experience punditrying today. He's reviewing new music for us. Phil, what are we going now? Jesse Ware, I
Jesse
think.
Jesse Ware, yeah.
Jesse Ware.
Third album. Third Jesse Ware album, oh, Last House. I think you said you reviewed the lead single, Midnight, already on the show?
Possibly.
Yeah, we did quite a while ago, I think July when it came out.
All right then.
Do you remember liking it?
It's
all a blur.
I can't remember.
No. I don't remember it either.
It's all about it. It was good. I liked it. She's got a nice voice. She's got this like warm, very mature, like welcoming voice. Mm. And the production on the album is great. She said she took more of a backseat songwriting wise.
Yep.
On this album, so you can sort of tell near the end because all the tracks sort of sound a bit samey. But near the start, there's some real great standout ones. Midnight was good. The one we're going to play, which is Selfish Love, that's got a cool sort of bossa nova feel. Domino, I was dancing to that. It's quite danceable.
Where were you dancing to that, out of interest?
In my bedroom.
Okay, fine.
Just fully clothed.
All right, well, that's not what I asked, but feel free to share.
Just to clear that up. yeah, no, good album. She's just had a baby. She's married now, so there's lots of sort of themes of mature love sort of running through the album. There's a really nice track near the end, which is Last of the True Believers, which has got Paul Buchanan of the Blue Nile, that 80s band.
Yeah.
He's got a credit, he's singing a bit, and it's sort of like this... real nice, nostalgic, starry-eyed sort of ode to love, which is nice. Last track, Sam, named after her husband, is this really like brutal confessional. And I was looking at the album, I was going through the list of co-writers on the song.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, really?
Right in there. You can tell. So he's everywhere right now.
All right. What's it called, the track we're going to hear?
The track we're going to hear, that's Selfish Love.
Selfish Love, Jesse Ware. Well, I didn't hate that.
Didn't love it, though?
No, I don't. Well, it wasn't... I didn't recoil.
Okay, well, I guess that's
catchy,
good.
It was catchy, wasn't it?
Did you recoil from the Niall Horan earlier?
Yeah, a little bit I did, yeah.
Okay, so this is good. This is moving up.
Yeah, we are moving up in the thing. You were just pointing out it sounds like Lyft music, Colin.
Yeah. Do we have any?
Yeah, I've got some Lyft music, actually, just by way of a coincidence. Play us a little bit of that again, Chloe, just a little, tiny little bit. And then we'll compare it
sounds like she's singing along to Lyft.
So there's the sort of...
Selfish love, why do I do?
basically, it's lift music, is what we're just.
sure. It's lift music. It's an album of lift music. Great for lifts.
Okay, well, look, for time, what are we going to go on to next?
We've got Krept and Conan.
What?
Which Krept and Conan, they're two, well, it's a grime duo on the rise, rising stars of grime.
Yeah.
It's not my natural place to review grime. I'm not really a grime fan, but I thought I'd have a go. I'll try not to screw up too much.
Okay, fine. Tell us.
What do we got? We got two back-to-back mixtapes from them, which sort of...
What, that they just made for their girlfriends? No. Mixtapes? Is that a thing?
Oh, mixtapes is like... It's not an album. It's mixtape versus album. It's like a less well-produced... It's not like...
It's a lazy, cheap
thing. I'm struggling. It's like a lazy album, or okay, like a quicker album.
Right, okay.
Put out for us, not their girlfriends. But okay. the two mixtapes are 7 days and 7 nights, and the 7 days it's sort of meant to encompass two different sides to their sound as they see it.
I see.
The 7 days is like this, like hard hitting, super aggressive grime. Can't play any of it on the radio because
is it quite sweary?
It's quite sweary. Yeah, I was listening to
it's
it.
It's not
like,
that. I looked at the lyrics of the song, and well, I'd love to know what these people's mothers think. Honestly.
It's interesting you say that.
Did you read any of the lyrics out, or is it all too...
I can't read out the lyrics, I don't think.
I might
be able to... What's the song called?
Which one?
The one that we're going to play.
The one we're going to play is... Oh, my God.
For Me.
For Me.
For
yeah,
Me.
Okay, so we can play the first bit of it where they're not rapping.
For Me, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is from the 7 nights, so this is the like smooth late night
R&B
style.
It's like the different bottles of night nurse you can get. You get a sort of day nurse one to keep you awake in the day, and a night nurse one to soothe you to sleep.
Dayquil and NyQuil.
Is it the grime equivalent of that?
It's grime NyQuil.
Okay, should we have a? Should we have a listen?
Yeah, we can listen to this bit.
So this is what is it called?
This one's For Me from seven nights.
You know I like it. Pass me the flame, let me light it. I'll never take you for no sighting. Come march up your back, make me slide in. All your friends saying no, no, no. But your heart saying yeah, yeah, yeah. So tell me what I go.
It's got lift music, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Cause I want you.
I mean, that's dreadful on every single level, isn't it?
What, the song?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a style. It's the sort of new school, like, British R&B style.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like it.
It's not for me.
Some of the lyrics here are the actual rap, which I am going to change to make it broadcastable.
Thanks for that.
So, girl, arch your back. Yoga.
Downward dog.
Girl, climb upon it like a mountaintop. Scream out, stop. She can't take chicken.
It's not chicken, though.
No. You know. scream out. The cat.
Yeah.
Just bruck. I don't know what bruck means.
I don't think it's designed to be read out.
No, you're right.
Could you rap it?
No, I could not rap it.
Well, I think we get the gist, don't we?
Yeah. It's
And that's the 7 nights as well. The 7 days is the really aggressive stuff.
It's questionable, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if it's not your thing, it's good grime. To be fair,
there's a
couple of tracks on the 7 days where it's they've got really good flow. They trade verses on Stand Out For Me was a track called Kalas, where they trade verses with a rapper called R.A.
I mean, literally the last two sentences you've said, I didn't understand the word.
They're rapping. They're all rapping.
That'll do. What
they're
are they
all
called?
Rapping. Krept and Conan.
There you go. If that's your thing, that's available. Phil, thank you very much for coming in.
No, thank you.
Work experience punditry-ing. The big debate is on the way after 3 o'clock here on Talk Radio this afternoon. Stephen Hawking will be joining us on the programme as well in the next hour. And there is a game of Millennial Snowflake Buckaroo. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Been checking out that new Sky One comedy Bounty Hunters. They've teamed up Jack Whitehall and Rosie Perez. Proper chalk and cheese. A book smart Cambridge student and a bounty hunter from Brooklyn. Well, when you're on the run from the police, terrorists and a drug cartel, you take any help you can get. Hunted One, Sky One. Bounty Hunters starts tomorrow, 10 p.m.
Call it goosebumps. Call it freedom. call it a constant smile on your face. We call it finding the one. And with 1 year's free insurance, 0% APR representative, and nil deposit on the Renault Clio, you're closer to that feeling. Visit renault.co.uk/Clio Insurance to find out more. 0% APR representative, Renault Finance, 18 plus, subject to status, insurance provided by Alliance Insurance PLC, 21-79, T's and C's and model exclusions apply, participating dealers only. Visit renault.co.uk/Clio Insurance.
Dave?
Yeah?
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Ren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Ren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Ren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot, but then I took it to Ren and they beat it.
So, it's hello Ren and goodbye.
Looks like it. Ren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
We love home. From those wooden floorboards we sanded down to the chrome fixtures and fittings that took ages to find. But if you're in the trade, you know there's more to home than just plumbing, electrics or a lick of paint. Homes are getting smart. We've created the Nest Learning Thermostat and Nest Cam security cameras. Intelligent technology in your home you can control with your phone. Become your customer's smart home provider and help grow your business with Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm energy boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
As an employer, I like to look after my staff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But I've no say in what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
On the radio. It's 2 minutes past 3 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Brit killed in Syria, claims Brexit can be stopped and more rail strikes.
Talk Radio.
The mother of a British man fighting against the Islamic State group in Syria says her son has been killed clearing landmines in Raqqa. 24-year-old Jack Holmes from Bournemouth had been battling with Kurdish forces. Angie Blanin says her only child was a boy when he went, but he definitely died like a man. Sky's defence correspondent Alistair Bunkle says there's a range of reasons why Britons go to fight.
For some, it is a cause. They go for their own reasons, but common in that often is a feeling that the West was not doing enough to try and repel Islamic State. And then they'll have their own personal reasons for going out and putting themselves right on the front line.
The European Council president says Brexit can be stopped. Donald Tusk has also warned the toughest stress test of negotiations is yet to come. Tony Blair's former spin doctor Alistair Campbell's told Talk Radio we don't have to fulfil the promise to leave the EU.
What I hope will happen is that the British people will actually understand that in democracy they're entitled to change their mind. This is not going according to plan. We are learning so much that we didn't know during the referendum campaign.
Facebook is being asked for any details it might have relating to Russia trying to influence the EU referendum or this year's general election. A committee of MPs looking into fake news has made the request. A watchdog is warning examples of good policing in the fight against modern slavery are the exception. Forces have been criticised for failing victims, while figures suggest fewer than one in 50 reported offences results in a conviction. And a huge rail strike is planned across several networks in England next month. RMT members at Southern, Southwestern and Greater Anglia will walk out for 48 hours from Wednesday the 8th of November. Merseyrail and Arriva will be affected by a 24-hour strike on the same day in a dispute over what train guards have to do.
Thank you, Victoria.
You're welcome, John.
That was really good, that as well. So,
thanks, because I'm really struggling because I've not got
my
glasses.
I know you are. I know, because what happened then today, you basically just came out without your glasses.
Yeah.
What point did you notice? Had you gone too far from the house in order to go?
I realised when I got to work.
Oh, that is annoying.
Yeah.
You need to keep a spare pair at work.
Sound like my mother. She literally messaged me today saying that.
Well, me and your mother have a lot in common, as you know.
Let's hope not.
Well. But that's an answer, isn't it? I mean, that's what you should have done.
Yeah.
Really.
Oh, well.
Are you...
Do you want to buy me some glasses?
No. Why would I want to do that?
Because then I wouldn't be in this predicament.
Well, you want me to just pop out during the show and buy you some glasses?
No, I'm just mean. Fund them.
Fund them? I mean, yeah. We could start up a Victoria's Glasses Kickstarter fund if you want. Have a go at that.
I mean, I feel like there are worthier causes.
Maybe there are, yeah. Some sort of charitable state. Anyway, Victoria, if she can still read, we'll be here in 25 minutes with today's edition of Bonus News. She's bringing us animal news. Have you begun the research?
I've had a suggestion in. Actually, I've had two.
From listeners?
One from a listener, yeah. One from our esteemed colleague, Chloe.
All right.
And I can tell you there's going to be some royal animal news.
Royal animal news on the way. It's extra bonus news for you because there's not enough time in two-minute news bulletins to fit it all in. So animal, vegetable and mineral is what we bring you today. Animal news, that's on the way, as is a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. And Professor Stephen Hawking with us on the show in the next 55 minutes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So becoming brighter this afternoon, some showers for Scotland and Northern Ireland, highs of 18 degrees.
Thank you very much. And now here's Ian Williams with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Ian Williams. Good afternoon. David Unsworth says he would like to be Everton manager. The former defender has been promoted from the under-23s to take charge of the first team temporarily after Ronald Koeman was sacked.
I want to manage, and this is an amazing club to be manager of. I make no secret of it at all. What will be. I'll just do my best on the training ground every day and within the games with the staff that I've got.
You can hear Unsworth's first game against Chelsea in the League Cup tomorrow night. It's live on TalkSport 2. Florentino Perez says he hasn't made any contact with Tottenham and has no plans to try and sign Harry Kane. The Real Madrid president thinks Spurs would want a world record fee. Leicester have decided not to appeal to the Court of Arbitration for Sport in a bid to get Adrian Silva playing for them before January. The Foxes paid £22 million for the midfielder, but filed his paperwork 14 seconds late on deadline day. And Britain's Carl Edmund has beaten David Ferrer in the first round of the Vienna Open Tennis. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ian. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria, thank you as well. I'm so needy. I am John Holmes. Big debate's on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Let's do this thing! So after those leaked stories of Theresa May leaking from her eyes and crying into her Brexit dinner while begging Jean-Claude Juncker for help are denied by Downing Street, Donald Tusk, the European Council President, has called for the rest of the EU to remain united or risk defeat in the negotiations. That's what he's been saying today. What we can all agree on, of course, is that we are all united in that we're sick to death of hearing about Brexit. So much so that if the UK hadn't voted for Brexit in the first place, it makes you wonder what every meeting of the EU member states would actually be about. How on earth did they fill the time before Brexit was a thing? Okay, fair enough, Brexit. At least that's keeping them occupied. You know, without having to discuss Brexit, all they'd probably be doing is introducing new rules on the girth of bananas or that yoghurt needs to be curved to the left. On and on it goes. Same rhetoric day in, day out. Jeremy Corbyn yesterday said it was like Groundhog Day. And then Jeremy Corbyn yesterday said it was like Groundhog Day. On the line is a listener to Talk Radio. Is it Rain? Is that right? Rain?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Rain. How are you?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Great. Well, it's good to have you on. Just out of interest, how cool are you in terms of temperature?
It's, I didn't really believe in numbers.
Right.
You know, like, I'm sort of like as warm as like an avocado.
Yeah. So you're basically avocado. You're cool. You're avocado warm. That's
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. Well, look, you've called him because you heard me say the word yogurt. Now,
yeah, I do.
Now, what is you? I understand from our researcher that you want an end to yogurt.
Yeah.
You want to ban it.
Mm.
What's wrong with it?
Well, like, we've been talking now, John, for like, what, a minute or so?
A minute and a half.
You know, so, like, I'm going to have to tell you now, because it's really hard for me. I'm vegan, okay?
Oh, dear.
So I just feel like, you know, yogurt is murder.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's not as catchy as meat is murder.
No.
You know, yogurt is a salt. Yogurt is
salt is a salt, isn't it? Salt. Do you have salt?
Salted yogurt.
No.
Salted
yogurt is a salt. No, salt is a salt. Yogurt is more of a racially motivated attack, isn't it?
Would you eat salted yogurt?
Are you asking me if I'd eat salted yogurt? Yes.
Okay.
Let's bring it. Stay there, Rain.
Yeah.
Because you are fascinating. Let me bring in Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy. Good afternoon.
Hello, hello. Hello. Rain.
Rain. Yeah, you're listening to Rain. Listen to the Rain. Would you eat salted yogurt, Jeremy, first of all?
Oh, I'll eat salted anything. But yes, yogurt is especially nice, either sweet or salty.
Right.
The sweet variety is obviously the one that you'd see mostly in the shops, but you can add a little bit of salt in it to make it nice.
Right. Okay, well, look, let's look at the where we get yogurt from. First of all, Rain, obviously is a vegan. Now we get you did mention it, yeah, they always do. Where do we get yogurt from? I mean, you're saying tough on yogurt, tough on the causes of yogurt, Rain. Now the chief cause of yogurt is cows, of course, ultimately.
Yeah, and we are tough on that cause, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cows love being pulled off for their milk, though, so they don't mind it.
Well, the thing is, the reason we get milk spurting out of an udder is, of course, because that when you squirt out of an udder, it filters the yogurt. Cows are full of yogurt, and that squirting the udder actually just makes it go thinner. If you burst a cow, what do you get?
Yeah.
Yogurt. You get yogurt everywhere if you burst a cow. So is that your problem as a vegan, is that you don't like people cow bursting? Right.
I'd say the same thing about you, John.
What would
you're
you
full
say?
Of yogurt. You spurt yogurt.
Well, I'm not.
Because you're a mammal, John. You're a mammal.
Yes.
Cows are mammals. We've got so much in common and there's so much not.
Yeah, but human.
That's not food for. Listen, I know you. I know you, John. Mm-hmm. I know there's nothing you like more than going to an Indian restaurant and sucking on a lassie.
Yeah, well, that's not get back to the point. While that might be true, it's not the point.
Like, it's not cool.
Well, you're cool as an avocado. So what I'm saying is...
Well, I'm saying... Look,
what if there was a yogurt...
I'm in the middle of a protest.
What if it
nuggets.
Was... What? Right. If a cow is full of yogurt, right, should people be able to burst it willy or nilly... Or not, Rain. If they're not a vegan, I know you wouldn't burst a cow.
If you were that cow's child, burst away. But you're not.
How many
you're
people?
You're not a cow's child. Is your mum a cow?
How many people?
Is your mum a cow?
No, I don't know. I was adopted. Statistically,
my mum's a cow.
Statistically speaking. The amount of
the salty ones.
Amount of people killed by yogurt in 2016. Do you know how many people killed by yogurt? Yogurt related accidents. I'll tell you how many. None.
How many?
None. And that's still
millions.
That's still
millions,
too many.
John.
No,
it's
no,
just
it's
that they're cow people, not human people.
Right.
Thank you.
How many yogurt? Put a number on it. How many yogurt?
Hundreds.
100 yogurt. You're saying 100 yogurt. Jeremy, what do you think about it?
I'll have more than that, please. 40,000 for me.
40,000? Well, the government has said there'll be 40,000 more yogurt by 2018.
Yeah. Well, and I agree with the government.
Yeah. Are the government doing enough, though, Jeremy?
Well, they could do more. I mean, they could give everybody free yogurt.
yeah.
Or yoghurt on the NHS or something. So, you know, I am pro yoghurt to all the families. There are vegan free yoghurts, ones that you know vegans can eat that aren't milky.
Yeah,
they can be made out of or ice or something. Everybody should love yoghurt.
Can I come in on that?
Yes, Rain, please.
You can come in all the us. Come, please, do come.
I'd like to come in on that because, yeah, what I like is you know, just someone, you know, just blowing a load of beans into my mouth. You know, what's wrong with soybeans?
And yeah, but the yogurt. Well, the discussion's about yogurt, of course, isn't it? And that's the point.
Yeah, well, and that's the point. So you're being carnotypical. You know, you're saying, yogurt actually means dairy yogurt.
If you get rid of yogurt, you're taking the jobs from migrants, aren't you? Because who harvests yogurt from trees? Right, at this time of year, it's yogurt harvest season, isn't it? Migrants come over here, they'll harvest it from the trees, and the only reason it gets in the trees in the first place is because people are bursting cows and it's just going everywhere. But then someone has got to pick up the bust-up corpse of a cow and then get the yogurt out of the trees, haven't they? Migrants, that's who. Are you saying we shouldn't have migrants here, Rainer? Are you a racist?
No, because in a way, cows are migrants. They sort of, you know, they walk. I'm actually phoning from a tree, John.
Right.
Which I'm trying to save.
Yeah.
And yes, one side of it is spattered in yogurt, I think. I slept quite heavily last night.
And the other side?
Disgusting. Okay. The other side's fine, but let me just hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's salty. It's salty yogurt.
Yogurt, right.
Oh,
good.
Turkish.
What do you
Turkish people have been here?
What do you make of this MP? Now, let me quote this. There's this MP today who's had to apologise.
Probably.
No, wait. His MP has apologised. 14 years ago, on a website, he referred to people who eat yoghurt as yoghurt munchers, right?
Munch bunch.
Yeah. That's what he calls them. And it's offended the lactose intolerant community. Yeah. And so the lactose intolerant wing of the Labour Party have called for him to be sacked. What do you make of that?
Well, I can think of several phrases that use the word muncher that is just not acceptable.
No, you're right. Yeah.
I often get called a bean muncher.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means in the public toilets.
Right. It's a phrase about soybeans because you're a vegan. Jeremy, I can hear you shaking your eyes at him. What final point for you? Yeah.
Final point for me. I mean, I just want to clarify. I am a fan of yogurts. We didn't really specify that earlier, and I do.
Sorry, what yogurts?
Yogurts.
I'm a fan of your
blueberry, peach. I like the ones that you know that you get where you can tip the corners into the plain yogurt and it's all crispy and like all yogurt.
Right,
salty ones. Sometimes.
All right. Well, look, we're going to have to leave the debate there. Can you sum up this whole yogurt debate for me in one word, please, Jeremy?
Muller.
Rain.
Thrush.
Thank you. Well, what do you think? Would you vote Yogsit? Let us know what your thoughts are on yoghurt and whether or not we need it in this day and age. Should it be jailed? Should it be banned? Should it be put beyond use? What do you think about yoghurt? Let us know. Anyone can buy yoghurt. You can just walk into a supermarket or a yoghurt shop and buy yoghurt with no background checks. Anyone can just walk in there. You don't even have to show them ID. You just buy a yoghurt. Is that right? Should that be allowed to happen? Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We're in post-Brexit Britain. We've got beard trimmers and French railway stations. Why do we need yoghurt? I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin. Get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass
science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up To Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up To Cancer to sign up.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
So you're kicking around the idea of getting rid of your greys with Just For Men, but all your intel comes from your lovely lady, who goes to that dreaded place, the salon.
Then there's the foil and the sitting, the hot dryer, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing.
Mate, that's not for you, that's for the ladies. That's why Just For Men is made for men. Getting rid of your grey takes about 5 minutes. Yeah, it's that easy. Now you're not only back to your natural hair colour, you're back at the pub, where you belong. Just For Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
It's a word that describes not giving up.
Like, you never give up.
Well, you never give up. You never stop trying until the end.
If you don't have resilience, you're not going to learn anything hard.
And
hard stuff is important, so you're not going to learn anything important.
True.
The Premier League is helping to inspire primary school kids in everything from sport to resilience. Search Premier League Primary Stars to get your school involved.
Where do you charge an electric car?
How quickly can I do it?
How far can you go on one charge?
How much can I save?
Can I charge it at home?
Do I need a house with a drive?
Can you get an electric shock off them?
If I plug in my mobile phone, will the car's battery run out?
Can they go in car washes?
Got questions about owning an electric car? Get the answers at GoUltraLow.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Lancashire, the M65 westbound lane is closed on the exit slip road. We are seeing slow traffic there due to an accident at Junction 4 for Darwen. Elsewhere in Bristol, one lane closed and some very heavy traffic due to a multi-vehicle accident and debris on the carriageway. It's on the M4 eastbound between Junction 20 for the M5 and Junction 19. And in Newport, delays and very slow traffic due to an earlier accident with two lorries involved. It's on the M4 westbound just before Junction 29 around the A48. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Betty Butterbutts and Buttering, she said the butter's bitter, butter, bitter, better butter would make the batter better, so she bought a bitter butter better than the bitter butter.
Yes, you've guessed it. N-Power's back with more superpowers, and I'm with Sheila, the tongue-twisting genius.
I've got another.
Crack on, Sheila.
N-Power presents planet-protecting power at a pocket-pleasing price.
Tongue-boggling! Mind if I translate?
Go for it.
You can go greener with N-Power's Go Green Energy Fix, and they'll plant a tree for every sign-up. Switch to green at npower.com/go green. You have the N-Power?
Terms, conditions and exclusions apply.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, a lot of your reactions coming in, as you'd expect. It's a talk radio station. Your reactions are most welcome. It's what keeps the reaction fire burning. Of course, it's an eternal flame we have here at Talk Radio, and it's constantly fed by public opinion and reaction. It keeps it going. Here's what we're throwing on the pyre. Cornelius, what have you got?
Lots. John, I'm tired of hearing these munch bunch munchers on the radio. I think they're disgusting. John, kids on the internet, all they do is sit in front of their computers and just watch videos of yogurts on YouFrube. It's a disaster. He says he thinks it's a real pity for Lou.
It is. Lou's very angry about it as well, actually, and I'm not surprised. But you're right. Why do kids...
Why do kids just watch? That's what they do now, isn't it? Just watch. I've seen them on their tablets, just watching videos of people eating yogurt. It's just a weird. It's just
on YouTube. Yeah,
yeah, YouTube. Yeah. Why do cows have hooves instead of feet? Says Court Jester on the.
That's a good point.
Because they lack toes. So basically, ban yogurt. He said.
When I was at school, a school playground trip was to get a froob and just very subtly lie it on the ground.
Yeah.
Just while people it was very busy, and then someone would unknowingly step on this froob, and it would be like a yogurt bomb went off, and people would have like yogurt stains on the back of their blazers for the rest of the year.
Well, it's like any public school.
I didn't go to public school.
Well. Can you explode a throob by just treading on it?
I think you have
to stamp on it.
No. Honestly, it's just the pressure proper goes for it. And then what would happen is that people would, like, notice. Honestly, they were treated like bombs. People would notice a froob and then alert everyone, and people would scatter immediately. And everyone would go, froob! Froob!
So if you see, that's the advice, if you see an unattended froob.
Don't go near it, because it's a disaster waiting to happen. And definitely don't start planting them on the underground.
No! Imagine the froob.
Although that would be a very, very funny prank. Very childish. You'd ruin a lot of people's day.
Yeah. Anyway, so don't do it, kids.
Make a great video for you, froob, though.
The advice there. Still to come on the programme, a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. You know the game Buckaroo, remember that?
Buck-a-froob.
No. With the donkey, do you remember that? Where there was a donkey, and then you put some tools on the donkey until such time as it buckarooed them all off.
Buck-a-froob.
And then you lost. No. This is like that, but it's Snowflake Buckaroo.
Buck-a-froob.
Where you hang trigger phrases on a millennial snowflake until they kick it all off.
I'm going to stop saying it, because I almost misspoke there to a devastating effect.
and run to this. I can guess what you mean. Did you nearly spoonerise buck-a-throob?
Yes.
Buck-a-froob, as you say, because you can't pronounce THs. I mean, you wouldn't want to do that.
No.
Not on the tube. That would really ruin people's day. If you spoonerised that.
Yes. Spoons, obviously, you don't need with a froob as well.
No. So it all ties in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, Snowflake Buckaroo is on the way on the programme. But now, of course, it's time to meet Professor Stephen Hawking, who likes to tell us a joke. Now, the reason for this is onefold. It's this, right? We've got a podcast. Now, on that podcast, by way of bribing you to download it, we have the other half of the forthcoming joke from Professor Stephen Hawking. Here on the show, he sets it up. He gives us the setup. And then on the podcast is the place you'll find the punchline to the joke, if that makes sense. It's a little bit like, if you remember, the lolly sticks of yesteryear, where you buy a lolly, wouldn't you, from the ice cream vendor, and the joke setup would be on the bit of the lolly stick you could see, but the punchline would be hidden beneath the icy treat. In order to get there, you'd have to suck off the end of the lolly to get to the joke punchline. Right, so that's how it's that. It's an audio equivalent of that. I don't know whether you remember the lolly. Michael McIntyre said, do you remember the lollies, Michael?
Hello, how are you? Now, I don't remember. If you remember, the ice lollies, okay?
Yeah.
And what is this thing on the internet with people who think that people dress as ice lollies? I saw a picture of a viral video of a lady dressed as a fab the other day, but she wasn't dressed as a fab intentionally. She was just wearing the same colours, and someone had a fab with them and held it up with them. I mean, what's the deal with that?
Some of your best material, that, actually, Michael. If I'm honest. Josh Widdicombe's joined us as well for his take on on ice lollies, Josh. What do you make of...
Oh, sorry, I'm late. I've just been attacked by a yoghurt on the tube. I think it was a froob. I mean, who's leaving a froob on the tube?
I mean, Rod Gilbert might have left...
Hello and welcome to The Apprentice, you're froobed. I'm Rod Gilbert. In Apprentice News Tonight...
I've got a couple of days off towards the end of this week, and the two mics are sitting in, and they've joined us as well, the two mics.
Oh, don't make me do that, because I have to work with them.
Yeah, the two mics are here.
I started.
Well, hello, two mics. No. We're talking about the yogurts. No, I mean ice lolly. What do you said yogurts there? No, you said yogurt. I mean say ice lolly. I mean say ice lolly. You know, you said yogurt. Yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah, yes, you did. No, I didn't.
The two mics there, encapsulated into 20 seconds. Now,
John Coleshaw's on the show next week, guys.
Yeah, I think there's going to be an impression off. Now, back to the point. Professor Stephen Hawking is here to tell us a joke. Here he is with the setup to it. Play us the overly long intro music.
What do you do if you accidentally come across an elephant?
There it is, the setup to today's joke. It's Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal. What do you do, you know, if you're out in the jungle or whatever and you accidentally come across an elephant? Find out what the punchline to that joke is. Only on our podcast, our new podcast, which will be out towards the end of the week. But why not download this week's while you're at it? It was a particularly good one. You'll find it on iTunes. You'll find it at talkradio.co.uk. On the way in the next half an hour, Victoria's bonus news. And a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's 3:30. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
The mother of a British man who travelled to Syria to fight the Islamic State group says he's died while clearing landmines in Raqqa. The city's only been freed from IS rule within the last week. Jack Holmes had been fighting alongside the Kurdistan People's Protection Units. The 24-year-old's mother, Angie Blanin, says he stood up for what he believed in. He was interviewed just 2 months ago.
So before I came here, I was, just fixing computers and I was a painter. Yeah, I was just doing normal stuff like everyone else. And then I decided I wanted to fight evil in Syria.
After months of Brexit negotiations, Britain has been told it can still stop Brexit. The European Council president insists it's up to the UK how talks end, but staying in could still be an option. Facebook is being asked for any details it might have relating to Russia trying to influence the EU referendum or this year's general election. A committee of MPs looking into fake news has made the request. Hackers are threatening to release photos from a famous cosmetic surgery company in London, which has celebrity customers. The group known as the Dark Overlord hasn't demanded a ransom, but says it will share the details online. And Belfast and the coast around the Giants Causeway has been ranked the number one region to visit in the world in 2018. It's come top of a poll by Lonely Planet. The weather wet and windy at times across the northern half of the UK tonight. Dry and milder in the south with lows of 10 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be dry with sunny spells for most. Some blustery showers though for northern Scotland. Highs of 18. There's more news in around half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
Because Victoria.
You sound broken.
Victoria's forgotten her glasses today, so she's... She's struggling a little bit.
You look like you're about to burst into tears.
You know, I think I need another coffee as well.
How many have you had today?
Three. Double espressos.
Ooh. How many lunches?
Still just the one.
Oh.
I haven't had my soup, but I have had, and I didn't intend on this, a chocolate bar. But then I've got some new trousers on, and when you get it from the vending machine, it's cold. So I put it in my pocket to warm up.
So you...
I don't know why I told you that.
Neither do I. That's... I mean, I have seen you sitting on chocolate bars before, and I did wonder why, but now I know.
Not sitting on.
Well, it would warm.
Look,
it would warm
like an egg.
Oh,
you've laid an egg.
Yeah,
like a penguin.
A chocolate.
Is it a penguin bar?
No, it was Dangnut caramel.
Careful if you sit on a Toblerone.
I'm not going to do that.
All right. Good. Now, Victoria is here with bonus news.
It's so annoying.
The Dark Overlord.
It's not.
You're not the Dark Overlord. Oh, yeah, we established this.
What did you say he was earlier?
A pudgy boy.
Right. So, anyway, Victoria brings us bonus news because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. So, today, she brings us everything that's happening in the world of animals. It's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Could it use a space then? I know this is radio, so that doesn't help anyone apart from me.
Do your reading.
I can't. Okay. A puppy has survived a vicious alligator attack.
Good news.
But she lost her leg.
Oh.
Poor alligator.
No, the puppy.
Oh, sorry.
Who's incidentally called Chloe?
Oh, Chloe.
Anyway. Yeah.
Like you, Chloe.
Yeah.
Mm. Great.
So apparently the puppy was desperately clinging onto a branch, but the vicious alligator was attacking it.
What scenario?
It was dragged into the water.
What scenario?
Happened in Florida.
Right.
Not the UK.
No, well.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah.
Good. And is that the
end? So apparently Chloe was in the back garden.
Yeah, well,
when
I've
this
heard
happened.
That.
And she suffered many injuries, so doctors decided to amputate her back left leg.
Yeah.
But her owner says she's doing much better, and she's such a survivor. She's so strong.
I don't understand how amputating the owner's leg would have helped the situation.
It's not the owner's leg, is it? It's not Joe Ellen Kleinhens' leg.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
Chloe's.
You didn't make that clear.
Sorry.
Right, okay, so that's good news for the puppy. A puppy survived an alligator attack. Mm. That's the first bit of animal news.
What? Animal news.
Mm-hmm.
An embarrassment of pandas.
What?
I learnt
this
today.
Noun?
Yeah, it is.
Wow!
Isn't that good? Yeah. Educational.
Yeah.
So, how did I not know that? An embarrassment of pandas.
It's good, isn't it?
You don't know many things.
Do you know? I think we could do a whole show on collective nouns.
I think we should. You know, they know the owls one.
No. A school?
A parliament of owls.
No!
What about flamingos? Flamingos is a good one.
What's flamingos, Chloe?
It's a flamboyance.
There you look at that.
This is amazing! Yeah. Right. Tomorrow's show.
A murder of crows.
Yeah, I knew that. That's sort of the yeah.
All right, carry on.
So an embarrassment of pandas have been shown off at a Chinese zoo after a successful breeding program. So 36 baby pandas, including 15 sets of twins, have been caught on camera at the China Conservation and Research Center for Giant Panda in southwest China.
Yeah.
And they're hoping to eventually introduce them into the wild.
A hunger of newsreaders.
I'm always hungry.
I know you are. That's what I mean. Now, the music's run out.
I know, and
have
I've still got one
more
story.
More to do. Just rewind there.
An ego of presenters.
Animal news.
That's about right. And thanks to Chloe for this one. The Queen has...
A dog sent you a story.
No, this is...
An amputee dog sent you a story.
It's different, Chloe.
How would it type? The other three legs.
With its enough. Nose, maybe.
With its nose.
So Chloe presses the buttons through there as well.
My nose. My legs.
The Queen has named the Army's most senior animal. So Perseus is a horse with the rank of Major. And Her Majesty was visiting the Household Cavalry Mounted Regiment barracks at London's Hyde Park with her son, Prince Charles.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh. And did Camilla not go?
Don't know.
No, because they wouldn't let her, would they?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, in case they mistook her for the...
You've just insulted a woman.
Well, not really.
Yes, you have.
Insulting a horse.
She's not a horse.
No, she's not a horse. The horse is a horse. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, fine.
Good Lord. Anyway, Victoria needs your advice and help, because Victoria said to me earlier, how do I cure my red wine lips? And
I think not drinking at work would be a good one.
A good start.
That'd be the first one.
Unfortunately, there's no other way to get through the day.
She's so drunk, she's forgotten her glasses today.
True.
So, but anyway, so explain what your problem was with the, explain what your problem is.
So when I drink red wine, yeah. Granted it's quite cheap stuff.
Yeah.
I always get red wine lips. It stains my lips.
Yeah.
And sometimes my teeth.
I think rub white wine on it, like if you spilt it on a carpet. And if you've got red wine lips, just
drink white wine.
No, don't drink it. Rub it on. And then it gets the only thing like cure it.
My friend used to drink 2 bottles of red wine before a night out, which obviously
That's a lot.
Yes, which obviously we don't.
We do not encourage that,
drink in moderation, of course. But then his teeth would go black, and then he would wonder why he would have no luck with the ladies.
Right.
What's the fact he's hammered?
Yeah, that as well, but he had black teeth.
Yeah. I mean, that's not attractive, is it?
No, well...
Anyway.
I was told maybe just buy better quality wine.
That might be an answer.
Yeah.
Try the rubbing the white wine on it first, though.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, just trying to help. Anyway, if you've got a tip for Victoria to get rid of her... red wine stained lips, permanently they are. Then why not let us know? 87222.
Start your message with
the
word talk.
On Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll play Snowflake Buckaroo next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The nominations are in for the Sunday Times Sports Women of the Year Awards 2017. And the ceremony is live this Thursday night from 8 on Sky Sports Main Event. Listen to Hawksby and Jacobs all this week from 1 on Talk Sport as they discuss the amazing careers and incredible achievements of each of the nominees. Sports Women of the Year with Hawksby and Jacobs all this week from 1 on Talk Sport with the Sunday Times Sports Women of the Year Awards 2017. Live this Thursday night from 8 on Sky Sports Main Event.
With just a simple tap, you can go from craving to tasting, and even from wanting to winning. With HSBC, you could have up to 10 chances a day to win one of 200,000 gift cards at Currys PC World, House of Fraser, and many more when you add your HSBC card to Android Pay for the first time and start tapping. Terms and conditions, device restrictions, and time limits apply. Most HSBC cards are eligible, subject to status. UK residents 16 plus. Search HSBC Android Pay.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, new 18-month TV contract, terms apply.
Is your car feeling sluggish? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, BP Ultimate with active technology eats up dirt in your engine like 1,000 ravenous piranhas. Those wee fishes are hungry, and it could give you more miles per tank. BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultima unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm. Like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app.
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
As an employer, I like to look after my stuff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But I've no say in what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Dave? Yeah? This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did. from their depot, but then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So, it's hello Wren and goodbye.
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Cheshire, the M6 northbound has a lane closed on the exit slip road due to a broken down vehicle. There's at junction 20 for the Lym interchange. Elsewhere in Worcestershire, we have one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle. It's on the M5 northbound between junction 5 and junction 4A around the M42. And also in Bristol, still seeing one lane closed and some very slow traffic due to a multi-vehicle accident and debris on the carriageway. It's on the M4 eastbound between junction 20 and junction 19 for Bristol. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Yes, you've guessed it. N-Power's back with superpowers. And I'm here with Christian, the finger-clicking maestro. That's top-clicking.
Cheers.
And here's something else to grab your attention. Drumroll, please. In just a few clicks, you can go greener with N-Power's Go Green Energy Fix. Planet-friendlier energy at a pocket-friendly price. And they'll plant a tree for every sign-up.
Cheeky.
Switch to green at npower.com/go green. You have the N-Power. Terms and conditions and exclusions apply.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. George Galloway with you from 4 o'clock on Drive today, sitting in for Sam Delaney. We don't really know what's happened to him. But anyway, George Galloway, complete with his magnificent hat, will be here talking you through the next 3 hours at 4 till 7 on Talk Radio. Ian Lee with you as well tonight from 10, of course. James Whale from 7. Now, so a lot going on in the news. We'll play Snowflake Buckaroo very shortly indeed. I'm gonna be brutally honest. Here's what's happened, right? Cornelius, you know we do the news in haikus.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, one turned up today that we were gonna do and then realised it was unbroadcastable. So we can't bring you that on air because we've looked at it and gone, yeah, probably not. So, you know.
And then it was not until about a minute ago,
yeah,
where Chloe went, I can't find the third haiku,
yeah,
because they're pre-recorded,
yeah,
that's because I forgot to make one,
yeah,
because, and I was like, we'll do it live, no problem,
yeah,
and then I realised I haven't written a third one,
no,
but
yeah,
the good news is this stalling,
yeah,
I've got one,
right, okay, you sure?
Yeah, it might not be very funny.
Well, that doesn't matter. That just fits in with the rest. So, here we go then. Live, hot off the presses, because the lawyer said we couldn't run the last one. It's the news. It's complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Yeah, exactly. So we present the news, explained through the medium of haikus. It's the news in haikus.
Unpaid UKIP Lee. Duh, may have to sell his home. World's smallest violin.
Yeah. The news in haikus. And so we come to our regular Tuesday game. It's like Buckaroo with a donkey, but instead of a donkey, there's a millennial snowflake. You're not hanging tools on it, you're hanging trigger phrases on the back of that snowflake. And try not to be out as we play Snowflake Buckaroo. So, before we explain the rules proper, let us meet today's contestants. First of all, is it Sarah or Sarah?
It's Sarah.
Sarah, hello, Sarah. How are you, Sarah? Are you well?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're all right. Thank you very much. What do you do, Sarah? Yeah. Where do you do it?
I'm in London. I work at a restaurant.
A restaurant in London. All right, great.
Yeah, is that a restaurant we'd know.
Yeah,
is
what
restaurant?
Are you allowed to name it? Well, you are, Sarah, if you want to.
It's a fast food joint.
It's a
fast food.
Okay, fine. Yeah. All right. Other fast foods are available. All right, fine.
Yep.
all right, Sarah. Well, it's good to talk to you. Now, I'm going to bring on your opponent first before we explain the game. But he's called Connor. He's in Plymouth. Hello, Connor.
Hello.
And how are you, Connor?
I'm good, you?
Oh, I am, you all right? What do you do?
I'm from Plymouth, and I'm a freelancer.
A freelancer?
Yes.
Is that like a necromancer? Freelance network. No. I don't know what that would be. Anyway, well, look, we've got to press on for time, but otherwise, you know, we could chat for ages, but let's not. So here's what's going to happen, Sarah and Connor. You'll be playing against each other. You're familiar with the snowflakes, of course, the snowflake generation. You're probably part of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, probably.
Good, very millennial. Right, okay. So here's what it is. We know you like your buzzwords and your trigger phrases. So what we have here, instead of the game Buckaroo, you're familiar with Buckaroo, the plastic donkey?
Yeah,
of course.
Great. So it's like that, but instead of tools like ropes and buckets and spades, we hang on to the millennial trigger phrases. Now, each of the trigger phrases I'm going to give to you are worth a number of points, all right? You'll be playing against each other and choosing as we go, but the first person to get to 21 is out. That's when it's game over. As long as we're clear about that. Okay? So you don't want to get to 21, but we'll alternate between the two of you. Cornelius will be keeping score as we go. Are we ready to play Snowflake Buckaroo?
Yeah.
Okay, whether you're ready or not, we're going to do it. Here we go. Okay, so you get a phrase each. Sarah, you get to choose first in the first round because you're on line one. So are you going to go for the trigger phrase, cis-consensual heterosplaining normity struggle, or femi inappropriate trigger assumptive consent?
I'm gonna go for the second one.
The second one, that leaves the first one for Connor. They're both worth five points.
Five points. Same every year.
5 points.
And every week.
Second round, Connor, you get to choose first. Are you gonna go for LGBTQ+? LGBTQ equals LGBTQ squared. That's just basic algebra. Or are you going to go for micro-anxiety aggressive gluten shaming?
I'm going to go with the second one.
The second one is 4 points. 4 points.
Ooh.
That's 6 points to Sarah. 6 points to Sarah. Lay your scores, Cornelius.
Well, Sarah is behind with 11, whilst Connor is doing very well with 9.
All right, okay. Ooh. So, Sarah, you get to choose first. The snowflake buckaroo phrases of round three. Are you going to go for weight fluid genderless person of fat, or bilateral non-gender flexitarian values?
The second one.
The second one is 3 points. 3 points on the second one. That leaves Connor with weight fluid genderless person of fat. 5 points. What are the scores?
Oh, well, they've evened out, John, on 14. They tend to in the third round.
They do, don't they? Okay, it's Connor first this time. Are you going for gestation-free transparent, which is someone who claims to have a see-through tummy so you can see the baby growing? A transparent. Or are you going to go for pre-op neutrality vegan?
Ooh, I'm going to go with the first one.
First one, the transparent. They're both worth 1 point. 1 point.
Oh, yeah. Still even. Still even on 15, John. Sarah and Connor, 15 each.
Okay.
A piece.
Okay. Sarah choosing first this time.
Okay.
Here's your choices. No platformed pronoun assumption, or #knights in satin so white.
I'm going to go with the first one.
No platformed pronoun assumption is 2 points.
Ooh.
And that means Connor gets 17. For knights in satin so white, 3 points.
Oh!
Oh, 18. Oh.
18. Must be one more round, is it?
There is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Connor first this time, isn't it?
Let's go. Yeah.
Here we go. It's all on this. Micropassive transtarian intolerance or Dulux paint chart of colour?
Ooh. I'm going to go with the second one.
You're going to go with Dulux paint chart of colour?
Yeah.
All right. Well, bear in mind, no one wants to get to 21 here. Mm. Give us the scores again, Cornelia.
Sari's on 17, Connor 18. It's almost neck and neck.
All right. I can tell you that micropassive transtarian intolerance, which was Sara's, is 1 point.
Oh! 18 apiece now. Yeah. Connor needs to not score four or more.
You went with Dulux paint colour of... Dulux paint chart colour of colour. Paint chart colour.
Three or more.
Tell you that it's worth... 800 points!
Oh, game over!
It's all over for you, Connor. I'm sorry about that. Sorry,
wasn't
Connor.
Wasn't even close.
Oh, Connor. Oh. Congratulations, Sara, though. Well done.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. There it was, Sara versus Connor. Sara's in London, Connor's in Plymouth. And that was today's edition of Snowflake Buckaroo here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. And that's just about it from us today. That means it's drive time on Talk Radio. Sam Delaney's off today, but I'm very pleased to say George Galloway is in. Hello, George.
Good to see you. That was a cliffhanger, that
wasn't
contest,
it, like,
I must say.
It always ends
is
on a nail-biter.
Is it always a nail-biter like that? Well, look, we'll be looking ahead to Thursday's publication of the JFK files.
Yes, indeed.
Suppressed all this time. Donald Trump could have blocked it. He was being asked by powerful people to... block it, and for once he's done the right thing.
Do you think there's anything in those files?
I kind of do, yeah. I mean, I'm a Kennedy file. I grew up in a house where the Pope and Jack Kennedy were on a par. In fact, we had both their pictures in the hall.
Right.
And I followed the Kennedys and their story down all these decades, and I kind of do.
Yeah.
The fact that people were trying so hard to suppress the files always makes you think there's
it does.
Going to be something.
It does. But Trump must have read them, presumably.
Yeah, well, does he read?
Fair point.
Someone may have read them to him.
Indeed, someone may have read them to him as a bedtime story.
Yeah.
But I think he knows it's going to cause the establishment a lot of grief.
Yeah.
And that's the business.
I kind of can't wait for this.
And me too. Yeah. I'm waiting with bated breath. We're looking also at Grenfell, which Sam Delaney has led the way on, I think,
very
in
much
British
so,
radio.
Yeah.
He's been truly fantastic. And as I'm standing in for him, I thought I'd have a go at it. I confess to being a first dates watcher. And last night, there was a woman firefighter from the Grenfell Tower Inferno on first dates. I'm glad to say it all ended happily for her. But she told the story of what it was like to be a firefighter plunging into the fire.
Yeah.
Which was incredibly powerful.
I remember when it happened and we talked about it on here as well, and we spoke to a couple of firefighters who'd done the same thing. And you just don't, until you talk to them, you don't realise what they actually have to go through and the amount of equipment they take in and all this kind of stuff.
That's right. And the fact that she was unable to save most of the people that were still trapped when she got there is weighing heavily on her mind. Of course, she saved many people.
Yeah.
But the fact that the firefighters couldn't get everybody out is actually a major weight around their shoulders. And we'll be looking at the vexed and vexatious question of Brexit. How can it be otherwise?
There we go. George Galloway with you, sitting in for Sam Delaney next on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.